The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
They can grow up to 3 feet long, walk on their fins, and live on land for several days, devouring other fish and birds and ducks, and they breed like crazy. Now there's possibly even thousands of fish in that pond. Line four, Larry in Virginia. You're on the air with Drudge.
Matt Drudge, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I have a theory about these fish that can walk on land. You'll notice they went from New York City over to Maryland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can walk on their own, correct? Do you think it's more than a coincidence that perhaps maybe they walked all the way to Maryland because...
Oh, they hitchhiked down the 95?
They walked down 95 because they can't hear Don and Mike on in New York City anymore.
There he goes. Yeah, classic.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the run.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Stop the run. Stop the run. Can't stop the run. You can't stop.
You know, oh, my doctor, he said I can have it.
But I need someone just to be with, to talk with. I love Jeremy.
Ken Stevens is a jackass.
Come on, Pebble. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
He wants to flip your raspberry, Joker.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know to fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No. They'll say what you will. They're punctual. All of them waving it wrong.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
I'll tell you this, Don.
What, Robbie?
Punctuality? The side effect of efficiency.
Oh, jeez.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cool and Christian and all the ships at sea. Hey, they'll give you hours of oral and expect nothing in return. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. November November 7th. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
And here we are.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, nice.
Perfect. No practice.
No.
No practice. We don't come in and practice that.
It's becoming effortless.
Mm-hmm. I do want to tell you about a slight change in routine, a slight change in routine that will not alter your enjoyment of the show.
Oh, no.
But Mike?
No.
And I know that you don't even have an idea.
No, but I hate it when you do this.
He hates it already.
It's always bad for me.
No, it's not bad for you. It's just it's a way that I've changed. Oh. Something I've done, and I feel I must tell you this.
Okay.
You know, every day, like a moron, I plot out the show.
You do.
And I write little index cards, and that way I have a quick reflection back on shows that we've done.
Right.
And for the longest time, for the last few years, I have been using cards of this size.
Yes. Yeah, you map it out with all these different colors and highlighted things. It's very... It looks very technical.
5x8.
Your standard 5x8. Yeah. Well, recently I have moved to the smaller...
4x6s.
4x6, and I've decided that is too small. And now I proudly unveil to you today's show grid.
Wow.
Which is gigantic.
Wow.
8.5x11.
You're not going to be able to live with that, Mike?
I don't like it, man.
Well, you never see any of these things anyway.
I just wish you hadn't shown it to me. I like the 5x8.
You like that?
Oh, that's so streamlined.
You like that one?
I didn't like the little one either. I like that one.
You like this one?
The 5x8.
Well,
I remember, I used to... Yeah, didn't you ever notice when we were taking the train up to New York City and I'd sit there across from you on the train and kind of look at you like a dog with my head cocked to one angle as you busily mapped out that whole thing, and I'd look at it really and it was all Greek to me. I had no idea what was going on.
But don't you realize with the new grid we can fit almost 80% more show in every day?
Oh, see, I've got all this stuff to talk about, but look at all the room I've left for notes.
You know, I'll tell you, that looks like it's a little bit easier for anybody else to read.
Take a look, Lisa.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the old card.
Right, I'm very familiar with those.
Remember those? Then I went to the smaller card, but they were too small.
Unacceptable.
But now I've gone to this, the giant size.
You know what? I love it because I
supersized it.
You don't have to write so, all cluttered and stuff, and you can read everything. And clearly, I love it.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Like tonight's bread.
Hold it.
What?
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 That is not a... not a pristine piece of paper.
No, it's not. It is. Well, the reason that it's not, it's a prototype.
Tell me that you use that out of necessity.
I have not. I've not made the 100% commitment.
Did you run out of 5x8 cards?
Oh, no. Oh, no, my friend.
Really?
Oh, no. And I have them in a variety of sizes and colors.
Well, I can almost see what's coming up on the show today because it's so large.
No, you can't.
I know that would disturb you.
No, you can't.
That would make you go back down to the 5x8.
No, you can't. So anyway, just another behind the scenes glimpse for you, the home listener.
I like it.
Do we have our Bill O'Reilly gag ready today?
The Bill O'Reilly moment.
I know this is something that you asked for, Mike.
I did, and I believe that they've stepped up in the production staff to offer another, as a matter, perhaps even a daily Bill O'Reilly moment.
A blatant ripoff, actually.
David Letterman, yes.
Letterman does this thing with Dr. Phil, where they have the Dr. Phil moment of the day.
Nothing wrong with ripping off a really good idea.
That's right.
And Bill O'Reilly is a famous TV guy, and he's a disc jockey. And anyway, here is the Bill O'Reilly thought of the day. Bill,
we legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
There you go.
There you go.
Bill O'Reilly's thought of the day.
It's just my opinion, but I really think we're going to lap Letterman on this bit. I think Bill O'Reilly is going to give us more than Dr. Phil gives Letterman.
Not to be confused with yesterday's Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
Oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Right, and then you have today's Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
There you go. And wow, am I happy that I announced the change that I've made in the formatics of the show.
Right.
I've just been handed a gigantic 500-sheet package of the paper, the size that I request, that I'm sure someone just lifted out of the equipment room here at the radio station.
Practically a whole tree.
So thank you.
500 shows.
I appreciate that.
I heard that one time, how many trees it takes to make so many sheets of paper. It's pretty amazing.
So anyway, hi, and welcome to the show. Telephone calls, and then it's something I've been waiting a while to get to. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, you guys rule.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Will Joe Ordinger get a raise?
A raise. And that's the way to do it, too. When will the Joe Ardinger get a raise?
Actually, Joe is in line for a raise. I'll tell you really how it really works at Infinity Broadcasting. That for a while, I think everybody got, what was it, an annual 5% raise?
Something like that.
And then they made it a 2% raise annually. And I think the last 3 or 4 years, when we've been in this lean, mean cycle,
right.
The raises have been zero.
Zero.
Frozen. And pretty much when you get your raise, now they call you in and they say, congratulations, you're not fired.
Yeah, you get to work here for another 2 months.
Which is really okay, because I have a hard time spending all the money I make anyway, so right. I don't know what I'd do with that extra 2%,
you're right.
Alan.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you noticed, that man was bitter that you just heard.
He was. So,
Joe needs more money because he needs to support my habit.
Your habit. Are you the Joe fan that calls all the time?
No.
So you're not. You mean there's two of you out there?
I think there's...
Oh, hold on. Lisa just says in my headphones, yes, you are the regular.
This is the Joe fan.
Well, let me introduce you to your hero. Hold on a second.
This would be great.
Although, you know, this call, I believe, was...
Thank you, Tim.
I believe this call was put on hold, so there's every chance in the world that Joe knew this guy was going to bring up his salary. And Joe, did you screen this guy?
Yeah, but he said something about painting a city or something.
Now, why, sir, why would you lie to your mentor, Joe Ardinger?
I believe I actually said to him that I would like to paint Lake Titicaca.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Obviously...
Wait, hold on. So you said what to Joe?
I told him that I would like to paint Lake Titicaca. Obviously, how could you paint a lake? He knew I was calling with tomfoolery.
Yeah, now, Joe, I got to ask you. Somebody calls me if I'm a 40-year-old phone screener. Let me just stop and ponder that for a moment.
There you go.
I'm a 40-year-old phone screener. If someone calls with that, I hang up on them. I don't put them on hold.
I just parked him for a second, and you picked him up.
Well, Joe might be having one of his days earlier, before the show started. I slammed into Joe Ardinger out in the hallway, and I slammed into Joe Ardinger because his eyes were actually closed tight. So he was walking around back there without his eyes open.
So the fault then would lie with me for picking up a telephone line that had been put on hold.
No, I'm not blaming anybody.
Okay, well, you know, I love to assign blame.
Oh, well, blame me.
Okay. Very good.
I had to get up at 8 in the morning. I went to the dentist today.
Everything okay? How many fell out?
Just one.
Or did you just pull something out to get some meds?
No meds.
No meds? No meds? Well, that's a wasted trip to the dentist, Joe.
Well, the real work starts in a couple of weeks.
Gotcha. And, Joe, did you get a raise last year? Seriously, I'm not going to give it. You did not get a raise.
I got stiff, too.
You got stiff. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. There's your answer, sir.
Can I make a comment in regards to Lisa on the... YST website?
Yeah, sure. And Lisa and Rob are both here to say, you guys got no raise yet?
Zero for both of them.
None. And none for you, Buzz?
Nothing for Buzz.
None for you. Okay, what about Lisa?
A, she's very lovely. B, when will Joe Ardinger be on the website?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Goodbye, Joe.
Bye.
Oh, Joe?
No.
Thought he'd give us his catchphrase one time.
That's one of the few times he's actually moved quickly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I got one thing to say to your dumbass phone screener, Diego. Where's your crack detector now?
Now, Lisa, I told you, Diego's not allowed to screen phones. He's just not ready for it yet.
Diego.
Let me check back there and make sure that Diego's not screening phone calls.
Hello.
Hi, Diego's not screening calls, is he?
I've got him kind of standing by.
No, negative, darling, negative.
You got it. Okay, Diego, you can't answer phones.
Can't answer, he's not smart enough yet.
You're not smart enough yet.
And plus, I really don't know if I'm ready to have a Mexican phone answerer yet.
And you can always tell when Diego is answering the phones because don't name Mike, Joe.
I don't know if I'm evolved enough yet to have a Spaniard answering the telephone.
Don't name Mike, Joe. What would you like to speak about?
I would rather have a burned out 40-year-old white guy at this point than a young, vibrant
Danny makes
Spaniard.
You. Danny makes you.
All right, thank you, Lisa.
All right, thank you.
See you. Bye bye.
Bye now.
Oh, boy.
Hello, my name is Diego. I cannot wear shoes. They make me fall down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, the birdcage. Hello. Joe Ardinger lived in a cave for much of his adolescent years.
Joe was strapped for cash. He felt it necessary to bring in a tenant, a person to share his rent. The boy's name was Diego. He was from Mexico.
Together, these boys, Joey and Diego, would walk throughout the swampy land they called home, licking frogs, getting high, and then making love.
When Joe ran out of veins in the rest of his body, he began to shoot his narcotics through his gums, a fact not lost on his dentist when he was sitting in the chair.
When they were finally saved by a Coast Guard crew, the bodies intertwined as one, for they were spooning Joe and Diego.
Thank you. Thank you, whistle guy.
That has been a long time since he called in.
Call more often. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
It's your number one Eagles drunk fan.
Hey, number one Eagles drunk fan.
Mike, I was the one that called you guys on the way to the game drunk.
Would you please proudly tell everybody the jersey I'm wearing today?
Mr. Geronimo is wearing a Donovan McNabb Eagles jersey today.
Yeah. Can we get a fly, Eagles fly? Come on, buddy.
Fly, Eagles fly?
On the road to victory.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hey, I didn't know the Eagles had a song, or is this just a song that you made up because you're high or drunk?
No, dude, I'm drunk right now, but I have it on my computer. Dude, you want to hold on 1 second? I'll get it for you?
No, just sing it for us.
Yeah, just sing it for us.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
More.
Keep going.
I got to play the song so I can hear it, dude.
All right, dude.
All right, dude. I'll come back to you.
All right, thanks, dude.
All right. All right, dude.
Dude.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Dude. Hello?
Don?
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Go ahead.
What's wrong with us Mexicans, huh?
What's wrong with Mexicans?
Yeah. So is Diego.
Not a thing, my friend. They're fantastic when it comes to lawn care. Working at a car wash, by God, you won't find a band of people that work harder to scrub every inch of your car, and you got to know that they appreciate that dollar that you throw in that giant plastic thing that says tips will be shared by everybody.
All big tip has been on the show, Mr. Ronald, county purposes, company purposes only. Do not reflect the real use of the show on the second place.
And this would officially be the first guy who doesn't get it. Hello, thank you, and congratulations. You're the first guy today.
People that don't understand, do not reach the call.
That doesn't get it.
Same bigoted jokes on the Don and Mike show. We're not allowed to call the phone.
I'm not going to play this game. Thank you. Thank you for ejecting. I was just about to say we're not going to play the game again.
All I have bigoted comments on the Don and Mike show is going to respectfully kept to themselves.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. I just want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, it's us. Hi.
Don.
And Mike. Hi.
Mike, what's up? What's up, y'all? Everyone listen!
What is wrong? What is wrong?
Mike, it's the excitement of this show.
I think that, the beginning of the show, people just have waited for 24 hours and they're just filled with excitement.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Excuse you.
What the hell was that? Let me see if the drunk guy's ready yet. Hey, drunk guy?
Hey, dude, I'm here, man.
You got it?
Let's go.
Okay, let it go. Sing it for us.
Go, dude.
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Eagles fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly! There you guys run.
We appreciate the sentiment, but you can't drop the F-bomb.
I'm sorry. I want to meet you guys, man. You guys are awesome.
How can you listen to this guy and not want the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my friend.
I meet you guys.
Yeah, anytime, pal.
Next time we're at YSP, you're invited to come down and take the third chair.
I want you to come down and sing that song live the next time we're in Philly.
You guys rock. Yo, Big Mike. Where's Buzz?
I'm here. I'm here, sir.
Buzz, got any weed?
All right.
For you, my friend, yes.
Goodbye.
He
hello.
Here.
On Mike's show.
I'm strong.
On Mike.
That was my skull.
I'm so wasted.
Hello.
Don Mike.
Yes, hi.
How you doing, sir?
We're doing very well, thank you.
All right, great. Hey, anyway, for Diego, the Mexican that you don't want screening your calls, apart from...
There you go.
Pardon me, or,
that's
or,
a good
or,
thought.
Or just eject.
You know, I'm not even sure if Diego is Mexican.
Oh.
Have we ever established his country?
Doesn't matter, Mike.
I know those exercises are tedious to you.
Half Mexican, half Argentinian, I've just been told in the headphones.
Oh, I hate it when they do that. You know, we could drag that out. You know, instead they want to rush to get all the information out.
Not at Mike. Hello.
Hi, greetings from Titletown, home of the best football team in the world.
Now, what's the Packers song?
I think we're all too drunk to sing during the game, Don. Hey, Don, I got a proposal for you.
You got a what?
I got a proposal for you.
A proposal, okay, go ahead.
If and when, and the Packers will inevitably make the playoffs.
Yeah, sure they will.
And get home field advantage.
Right.
Is there any way that we can get you guys to do the show live from Titletown, since you are now on live here, thank God, instead of tape delay anymore?
Well, I would love to come to Green Bay. I don't know about doing the show from the stadium or anything. That stuff always works out badly for
you'd
us.
You'd take a trip just out there to see a Sunday game for fun. Right?
Oh, you bet I would. Now, is our station the Packers station?
This station, incidentally, yes, it is.
So,
home of the Packers. They play the Badgers on this station.
Now, if you were able to get some tickets to the Packers playoff game, I would absolutely love to take you to the airport.
I do have some connections up here. I'm the Culligan man up here now. So I got some connections. I'm
You're the Culligan man? Well,
I'm the Culligan man.
If the Culligan man is on it, then I know I'm set.
Well, I mean, all that water is treated with fluoride. Look at the teeth up there.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Goodbye. Well, now, I didn't know that our station was actually the flagship station for the Packers.
Well, that's, aren't they WNFL?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? Well, then they should hook me up with sideline passes and junk.
You know what they really should hook you up with, and I know what you like. They should, that station, and I don't think we've ever heard from the management of that station, should send you a care package. There's nothing you would appreciate more than a care package of Packers stuff.
Presents, Mike.
Presents.
Yes. Packers presents.
And not necessarily clothing, because I really do not believe that there is any manufactured piece of Packer clothing you don't own.
There's lots of stuff that I don't have.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I've already started the exercise for my wife for Christmas. I got my Packers Pro Shop catalog in the mail.
I get it, too.
And what I do is...
Anybody that's close to you gets one of those.
I just circle all the stuff that I want.
Ah, right.
And I circle like 8 zillion things.
So there's more. They keep making more. I think they're one of the most prolific merchandisers in the NFL. They actually produce a lot of clothing.
And if you read the front page, it says, don't forget that, since this bull has about, since the Packers are a publicly owned team,
right,
every dime that you spend helps us to get better players, when in actuality, I believe that the money is split between all of the NFL teams. I think that's the way they do it. That,
that's the club.
You know, anytime you buy a Brian Urlacher jersey, a Donovan McNabb jersey, a Mike Vick jersey, whoever it is, they all get money, even the crappy teams.
Yeah, that's why it's the world's most exclusive club, the NFL owners.
Right? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I don't think it's fair or necessary for you to import new ethnic groups to make fun of when there's plenty of stupid people out there that are white that you can use.
Sir, we wail on white trash all the time on this show.
Well,
you got to spread the wealth a little bit.
Mix it up.
Okay, well, thank you for diversity and spreading it all over the place.
Thank you, stupid white trash.
Stupid, use a phony accent voice when you call the show, stupid.
Hello, Don and Mike.
BM Eater?
Hello. Yeah, BM Eater.
Yeah, he had a big plate of BM right in front of him.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Hey, listen, I want to ask you something about those Nordstrom boxers that you bought.
Yes, sir. Wearing them right now.
You're wearing them right now?
Wearing them right now.
Are they silk or the cotton?
They're cotton.
Okay. My wife wanted to buy me some. She bought the silk ones for my birthday the other day. No. But the problem I've got with
silk,
these
horrible,
things...
Horrible.
Only Buzz wears silk underpants.
Right.
Okay.
I don't believe in silk underwear.
Okay. Well, the two-button ones, right?
You can never, in a pinch, you can never put your silk boxers in the sink.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. Do the cotton ones also have the little tab with the size in the front?
The ones that I wear have two buttons in the front. They're like a double-breasted button.
You know where the little tab is that has the size usually on like a pair of boxers or a pair of briefs?
Yeah, that's a condom holder.
Right. Well, right. It's on the front in a Nordstrom boxers.
Right.
Uh-huh. The problem I got is like you get up in the middle of the night, you got to go take a leak, and you put them on. I keep putting them on backwards because usually the tabs are in the back.
Oh, no, there's
absolutely...
No, you could not get a more simple pair of boxers to put on. I don't know what your problem is. You might be dyslexic or something like that, but they are easy boxers to wear.
He's dyslexic in the hips, you mean?
He's
putting his underpants on backwards.
Well, I don't understand what he's talking about the tag. I mean, these are very, very, very easy. And you know how you know the front? You got the big buttons in the front.
And why does he take them all the way off to pee?
Yeah, I see, they have a liberal fly,
yeah.
And there's absolutely no need to pull them down or pull them off.
No, but what I'm saying is that the normally on a pair of briefs, the little size tag is in the back. So you pick them up, you feel
it. You know what it sounds to me in a roundabout way, what he's trying to do?
Yeah.
He's trying to run down the underwear that I cherish.
And I think he's a fan of your underpants, Mike.
I am. My wife bought them for me because of that.
You're going to love them. Well, she bought them in their silk. And if you buy the cotton ones with the double-breasted front, with the buttons, and incidentally.
Double-breasted underpants?
Yeah, I'll show you.
I don't need to see them. I don't need to. Really, Mike?
Here we go.
Now, listen.
Now, I'm just showing
you
the top.
I don't need to see your underpants.
Look.
Hello? I really.
See these?
Don't need to see.
That's what I'm talking about.
Very nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
So they're just for show. They don't actually button.
Very, very nice.
That and the thing. No, they're not. They actually really button.
There's a placard over the buttons, right?
Don't find that at Eddie Bauer.
God damn. Mm. Okay, thank you.
Put your pants on, man.
Oh, by the way, Mike.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know, you used to live in Annapolis off of, out by Cape St. Clair, right?
Yeah, I want to get my address out right now.
No. I just want to say I know the guy that bought your house. I've been over there many times.
Have they found the kittens?
Well, they wouldn't find them now.
Have they found the remains of the thousands of dead cats?
Really, what you'd find right now would be the equivalent of what you'd find like in an empty Kentucky Fried Chicken box.
Oh, that's like one of these books.
That's what it would look like.
I want to get to a couple of the lists that I've been waiting to read to you, including the J.O. lists.
Ah, very good.
But here's a list that reached my desk. Little golden books that didn't make it. You know those books for kids?
Oh, I grew up on those.
And one of those about cats, it says, really, some kittens can fly.
That's what I thought.
Here's another one. You are different, and that's very bad.
Now, are these legitimate titles that didn't make it?
No, it's a gag.
It's a total gag.
It's like a desk piece, Mike.
Okay, very good. It's a smile.
The boy who died from eating all his vegetables. Meet Dad's new wife, Richard. Kathy was so bad, her mommy stopped loving her. All cats go to hell.
I want to read that one.
That's it. I'm putting you up for adoption.
Oh, God.
Grandpa gets a casket.
Oh.
The magic world inside the abandoned refrigerator.
Oh, God. The new kitty books.
The pop-up book of human anatomy.
There you go.
Strangers have the best candy. You were an accident.
These are good.
Things rich kids have and you never will.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Pop Goes the Hamster, and other great microwave games.
Oh.
Here's a good one. Your nightmares are real. Little golden books that didn't make it.
Oh, fantastic.
Where would you like to be buried?
Oh, Jesus.
Why can't Mr. Fork and Mrs. Electrical Outlet be friends?
Oh, no.
Daddy drinks because you cry. By Curious George.
Oh.
You know, right? Yeah, you love this one. Boogers, the other white meat.
There you go.
That's a pretty good list.
Unfortunately, you never see those in most kids' sections of bookstores.
Not as good as these lists. Man, you know, when I decided to go to the larger grid sheet for the show, I realized that one of the things I've written in very small writing on the index cards was the J.O. list.
The J. Now, these are like names for... We've had in the past names for the dirty deed. We've had names for body parts.
Mm-hmm. I love a list, and I have lists here for J.O.ing, for men, for women,
doing things musically, doing things that involve meat products, doing things that involve juice and cream, animal metal.
Wait a minute. You're saying doing things that involve what?
Juice and cream, such as here would be a euphemism for getting your jerk off.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Would be jazzing your juicer.
Okay.
Or letting loose the juice.
Mm-hmm.
Milking your D. Making prick juice.
Oh, God.
Pumping the juice handle.
So referring to your anatomy as a juicer.
Well, let's just start with terms for female J-O-ing.
Okay.
Reading Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that one before. Sushi party. Polish your pencil.
Right.
Ring for the maid. Ride the curl. Enter no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
Lube your goob. Digging a trench. Buttering the potato.
There we go.
Flipping the flaps.
Mm-hmm.
Searching for Spock. Tweaking the twig.
Mm-hmm.
Button the bead. Parting the petals. Furry fun, fuzzy fun, finger fun.
Mm-hmm.
Petal, P-E-T-A-L, petal pushing.
Right.
Buzzing. That's for you, Buzz.
Name that for me.
Let me see. Praising the orchid. Exploring the deep south, traveling past the Mason-Dixon line. Lady fingers and cream. Buying an e-ticket.
Right.
Hoodwink. Jill off.
Jill off.
As opposed to Jack and
exactly.
Jill.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Polishing the pearl. Battery testing, setting the oysters, dating my palm, tossing the pink salad, petting kitty, finger dancing, playing fiddle, churning the cream, making butter, stroking the snail, feeding fish, crossing the swamp, invoking Venus, playing the piano, feeding the other mouth, one hand clapping, harp playing, flipping through the pages, pitching in the bush leagues, skimming the cream, watching the butterfly smile, basting the meat.
Yeah.
Making five fingers, going on a finger ride, dunking the beaver, greasing the skillet, doing the laps, or surfing at Finger Beach.
Doing laps. Sometimes I like the simple ones.
Yeah.
And for guys, of course, you've got all the ones we've heard before, pulling your pod,
mm-hmm.
rubbing the wad, smacking off, J-ing off, firing your Peter. Pop your Peter. And then there are male terms that have to do with animal metaphors, such as milking the mouse, loping your mule, that's a southernism.
Right.
Riding the bull, whipping your turkey, slapping the monkey, stroking the muskrat, choking your chicken, charming the snake,
mm-hmm.
strangling the goose, skinning the lizard, riding the dolphin. Vegetable metaphors.
There you go.
Popping your nuts, peeling the banana, rubbing the nubbin, jerking your gherkins, spigging the twig, sap your woody, juicing a woody, spanking the stick, skinning the onion, slicking your stick, peeling the wand.
Hey, I'll be right back. I got to go skin the onion.
Then you have musical things, of course, playing your flutes.
Right.
Tootling your flutes, pounding the pipes, ringing your dong, meat and bones. Bone it off, bopping the bologna, slapping your bologna, bouncing your bologna, slapping the salami, juice and cream, as I mentioned,
right.
Jazzing your juicer, creaming your C word, pumping up your ball juice.
Okay.
I don't know if any of these are going to be deleted or not. Making prick juice, I mentioned that one before,
yes.
Pumping the juice handle. How about exercising games, pocket pool, rubbing the rigid rod, pumping the muscle, blasting a pocket rocket, tickle your D.
Hey, that's pretty basic.
Things about people, spanking Elvis, making out with yourself, punishing your clown.
Bad clown.
Punishing your clown.
Punishing your clown, yes. Shaking clown syndrome.
Pumping the piston. Popping a wad.
That's pretty basic.
Pleasing the Pope. Then you have Wet Dream on Demand, having the urge for a surge. Go to Bangkok or come from Bangkok. Hold on. Let me go to my other pages here. I've got so many of them, for goodness sakes. Slap Your Woody. Boy, that, a lot of these I can't read. A lot of these involve...
that are a little explicit.
Yeah, a lot of, the, of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say the word that I just said.
No. Yeah, well, that's what she said.
You mean, digits?
Digiting? I can't.
You can
okay.
say, you can say.
You can't I, say. I just heard in my headphones that you can't say the word finger and put ing on the end of it.
What if you're talking about, you're playing the saxophone?
You're fingering the sax.
I mean, or isn't
or a mobster testifying?
But I mean,
another mobster.
But it's musical when you're talking about fingering, like the
absolutely
the keys and stuff like that.
Of course, it'll be in the context, right?
Yeah, you can finger the keys of a saxophone when you play sax. I used to play the flute, and you had to use all
good
10
fingering
fingers.
Fingering technique.
Yeah, all 10 fingers to finger the flute when you play. But we're not talking about playing an instrument.
Remember when you were a kid? Something like that.
Well, I'm going to go back and see.
Well, now, there's nothing.
No.
Finger F. No one knows what F
right.
means.
No, you're correct. Oh, yeah,
like, if you were going to alphabetize your fingers, you would have, on the left hand, A, B, C, D, E, and then the pinky on your right hand would be finger F.
Or mm-hmm. or
right.
thumb.
Or the thumb, if you wanted to do it that way. But I'd like to go left to right on your radio dial and go A, B, C, D, E, and then there's the F finger.
Finger F.
Well, I still get the thumb for F.
Well, you're putting your hands out like that. You see, I was
this
facing
finger, but
I was facing. Now, if you put your hands out like that, you would start with your pinky on your left hand and go A B C D
really,
E
when you, when
F.
When you did finger F, though, uh-huh. you would always use your index finger, right?
I'd
or
actually
no. would you,
longest.
You,
I'd actually
your
use
longest
this
finger,
one.
Your center finger.
Oh, you really like it? Like putting it in a bowling ball, you would.
Like, you know, right there. But that'd be the one right there that gets the most.
Yeah, the given the finger
more reach.
That's the one. I think I generally would.
Rob sneezed. Bless you, Rob.
And Lisa is indicating now that
I used more than one.
Oh,
like
how
that?
How many do you use, Lisa? Being as you brought
oh,
up
now, hold on. If we're going to ask this question, I want our listeners to get the most out of the answer.
So let's we've got to get a break.
Let's just slow down for a second here.
Okay.
Because you should have a nice little light saxophone. We're talking about, you know, the finger technique on the saxophone.
All right. So, Lisa, when you we were indicating one finger, two finger, how many fingers for you?
When I perform it?
Yeah.
When others?
Use one of your, Don.
On
others. You've got a whole list
when
of...
Give me a second here. When you move your goob...
I use...
When you're having an accordion solo. When you're petting the bunny.
I usually...
When you're having a sushi party.
I usually pet more the fur of the bunny. The outside of the bunny.
Wow. When you're deep dishing.
No.
Right now, there is radios are turned up around our listening audience.
When it's time for lady fingers and cream... When it's time to juice it up.
Juice it up. I like that. That's my favorite.
When it's time to juice it up. But you just indicated...
One, two, or three.
You just indicated, though, three.
I was just kidding.
Ah.
Of course.
Kidding, of course.
I would say one.
Well, the middle one.
The middle one.
Yeah.
The middle one.
The middle one.
The greatest reach.
This is the finger I use, Mike.
This is the one.
Both Mike
is
and Lisa.
Is this the one you're using?
Both Mike and Lisa are flipping each other off right now.
Sometimes I use two of them.
Like that? Is that how it goes?
Or wait, I've got enough. Wait, sometimes I use two.
All right.
Just did that there. She reaches in her pocket and pretends she's got a third one.
Hey, I got an inch on my elbow. There you go. All right.
Kids, there's love here.
Sorry.
There's love here.
Oh, yeah.
Is skin ready? Should I break for skinage?
Break.
For fur burgerage? For nippleage.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. How you doing, Don?
Yeah, we're doing great. I love me a list. Remind me, I got to get back to that list. I got like 300 more I haven't even read to you yet.
There's some that I've never heard before.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I saw something really disturbing on a website a buddy of mine downloaded.
Yeah.
Basically, a gentleman with a camera shot, it looked like he had an oversized genital area,
yes.
About the size of a grapefruit or larger, and he was J-O-ing all over himself.
And I know that site. You can go to it right now. It's BillO'Reilly.
Oh, no. .com.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
There he is, Bill O'Reilly. All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, not only was he just amazed by the website, but he felt it necessary to share.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes you can share a bit too much.
That's a little disturbing.
Phone number 877-365-3636. The secret sound, the jackpot is down to $500. I've given you all kinds of hints, for God's sakes. Come on, you animals. Be the 100th caller right now. You get a shot at the money. We got Mr. Skin coming up in a second. Oh, and today we're giving away another trip. A vacation, a week in Las Vegas.
Man, is that a great town.
It'll be a good show. Trust me, you'll have plenty of time to... hold on a second. Yes?
He's getting the list out again, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll have plenty of time to caress your kitty.
Yes.
Plenty of time to go deep dishing. You'll have plenty of time to dig a trench. Plenty of time to scrub the cake pan.
What will the guys have plenty of time to do?
The guys will have plenty of time, Mike, too. Give me a second.
That's all right. I know there are lots of papers there.
Guys will have plenty of time to... God, these are so... The guys are so explicit.
Yeah.
You know.
Slope the mule.
Milk the mouse. Mm-hmm. Sperm the worm. Ride the bull. Whip the turkey. Shake the steak.
There you go.
Ride the dolphin. Mm-hmm. But you girls, between all the great bits today on the show, you have plenty of time to enter no man's land. Ride the wild hand. Strum the big open.
Or go buzzing.
Go buzz, or yes, or go buzzing, or move the stone.
Move the stone.
Ah.
Like that.
Move the stone.
Almost religious.
And God, I hope not. But if you have to, part the Red Sea. Call now, phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck. Caller 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Imitate is the wrong word. It's not really an impersonation.
He what? Say it.
Captures you.
He captures me?
Yeah. Captures you.
Now, you listen, you little fruit basket. I am nothing like that sick f**k. He's a pathetic, annoying nobody, and I am Hank f**king Kingsley.
That's what I was saying.
Please leave. I'm sorry. Did I forget to say now? There you go.
The Don and Mike Show. Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
Nothing sweeter than that.
Woo!
Except my wife. Hi, baby.
So sweet.
Hi, baby.
Here, Bobby.
What are you doing?
I'm giving him a cookie.
My wife is building gates today for our dogs.
I'm so excited. I just got back from the hardware store and I bought a new router.
Our dogs, I shouldn't say dogs, it's dog. Rudy, the little one, refuses to crap outside.
No, he does not. You just have to let him out. I mean, he doesn't get... And there are certain areas, they understand... Hush, Rudy. They understand certain things when you have a dent. What? What are you barking at? It's just a power tool, baby. Stop it.
So, I wanted to ask you two things real quick, and then we'll move on to caller 100.
Yeah.
First, I want you to know that I love you, and I would do anything for you, but I'm not going to that place with you, the furniture place.
I don't know what it is. It just intrigued me.
Listen to this. You know, she loves buying stuff. Okay.
Well, you know, you don't have to, because now I'm going to make furniture. That's why I bought a new router.
Here's the deal. She says to me, I found a furniture store.
Right.
Like that is a revelation. another furniture store.
I was just curious.
She says, but the only way they let you shop there is that the husband and wife both have to show up at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
No, you for some your time.
For some kind of orientation.
Oh, my God. What a racket.
Is that right? And I said to her, well, what if you were a divorcee? What if I was dead? What if you were a lesbo?
Well, that's true. And I'm going to pretend I am a lesbian if I decide to go.
You mean you have to, like, sign in?
Well, it's some kind of... I don't know. I saw an advertisement for it. I checked it out just briefly on the web, and it's supposed to be like a membership bind, so you get things wholesale, but they give you a joint orientation. I don't know. I really don't know anything.
Two things you create in the world of sales. You create urgency, and also another thing that sells a lot, create the illusion of exclusivity.
All I know is that if they think that they're going to sell more sofas and stuff by making husbands come to these things, don't take me literally. By making husbands go to these things with their wives,
right?
They're not going to sell a piece of furniture.
I'm coming.
Not a piece of furniture. And the other thing, very interesting. I don't know if you guys watched.
Who's playing with my drill?
Not me. You know I don't touch a power tool.
Were you just drilling holes to have fun?
Negative, Mike.
Somebody has done something with my what's it called? The thing that shoot. I can't remember the name of this thing
Chuck?
Huh?
The chuck?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even know what a chuck is.
That's the thing you tighten the drill bit into the drill with.
Ask your son. Don't ask me. You know, I'm queer with tools.
Sometimes a simple piece of twine, you can hang your chuck to the drill and it'll never be lost.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys watched the Barbara Walters show last night with the Osbournes. We watched it last night, and they had the Osbourne sister on who refuses to go on the show.
The older one.
Mm-hmm. The older one, and she seemed relatively normal. And they had Sharon on, and they had Sharon on contradicting herself, where she said, this will absolutely be the last season.
Well, then they must have. I figured that they came back, if that was a negotiating tool she used, it worked.
Yeah, because at first they had her say to Barbara Walters, I absolutely am not coming back. And Barbara Walters then says, and amazingly, 2 days later, she signed up for 2 other years. What I thought was hilarious. And, honey, I don't know if you were watching it with me at this point, was when they were talking about when Ozzy performed for the Queen.
Right.
And he met and Sharon met, what's that pig's name who's dating
Camilla? Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla, right. Sharon Osbourne said, I felt her teats. And she used the T word.
Felt her.
And then Barbara Walters said, you felt her teats? And they beeped it out both times when they said it, but I liked Barbara Walters coming down
to
Sharon Osbourne's level.
Why did she feel her?
She said because she was wearing a push-up bra, right, and she was showing an amazing amount of cleavage.
Right.
And Sharon Osbourne said, "I just reached out and felt them and said, wow, great teats." And
how did Camilla react to that?
And they didn't. Then Ozzy said. They asked Ozzy, what did you think? And Ozzy said that Prince Charles is playing with his D. And, of course, they deleted that. They beeped out that word.
Right.
What I thought was the most interesting was that the older daughter said that the family's behavior has changed. She kind of indicated that when she lived in the family, that you couldn't cuss, and that
so they kind of tweak it up just for the show.
Yeah. Also, and what they were saying, and I, to like a fraction of a percentage of a degree, understand this: when your kids get to be certain age, you might be a little bit more blunt in your language with them. So I had a feeling it was an age thing too, that the kids were older.
Mm. Yeah, but I got the feeling from the oldest daughter that what she was saying was that this is not the house that she grew up in. But
oh no, right? That's why she was going to quit. I mean, that's why she was saying she wanted to end. That they had all changed. I mean, even Sharon Osbourne said that.
I came home from college one time, and I remember, speaking of that, the statute of limitations, and happened to let out with, I'd been away for a whole semester, let out with the F word, and it still wasn't acceptable.
Yeah.
You know who she made cry last night? Barbara Walters.
Who cried?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Ozzy, because
really?
She said to him, what would you do if Sharon died?
Mm.
And he started, and then Barbara Walters.
That's like her technique.
Barbara Walters is leaning over and saying to him, it's okay, Ozzy. It's okay, Ozzy. It's freaking surreal.
Well, that is what she does.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, she goes to that nerve. She researches it, and she actually finds what is going to make somebody blubber like a small infant.
And, honey, now have you changed your position on Sharon Osbourne? Because I thought you really liked her.
I do like her. I don't agree when people say what a loving marriage they have. She's like his mommy or his caretaker. Mm-hmm. She's his nurse. I mean, I don't know what their marriage was like before they were on the show, but right now they don't have a real marriage. They're not a marriage of partners or equals. He should be in some kind of home somewhere, and she just takes care of him.
She's openly talking to him about how he's taking antidepressants and drinking and how he used to hide the bottles of booze in the oven because Sharon never cooked, and she would never think to open the oven, and there would be all these empty bottles of booze in there.
Wow, Ozzy.
Anyway, it was real interesting to watch, and I thought your reaction was very interesting. I thought last year you had been very pro Sharon Osbourne.
No, I like the show.
And last night you were watching it, and all of a sudden you started saying to me, "How could she stay married to him?"
Well, really, he tried to kill her. And it's not.
That's what I forgot.
Yeah, really, that should be a deal breaker. My husband tries to kill me. I think it's time to go.
How did he try to kill her?
I think he tried to strangle her.
He became crazy. He said, "We've decided," and she said, "We? What we? We've decided." Like he's speaking with the devil or who knows who. We've decided that you must die, and that was it.
So was he totally hopped up on something?
He must have been out of his mind. And then when Barbara Walters said to her, weren't you afraid that he would try this again? How do you know that he won't? And she said, oh, well, he's too afraid of the consequences. You know, but that's what keeps my husband from killing me, you know, fear.
I like the "we've decided" part. he's in communion with Satan.
All right, sweetie, we'll go back to screwing.
And I just don't think it was a good message for young girls. If husband says, "We've decided to kill you," it's time for you to say, "We've decided to get divorced."
Right. All right, we'll go back to screwing.
Okay.
Because I know that's what you're doing right now, making those doggy gates.
I'm a little revved up. All right, bye, sweet pea.
All right, bye, honey. Anyway, very interesting that Frida kind of turned last night on Sharon just a wee bit.
Was it all the Osbournes, or did Baba Wawa have any other famous people?
It was just Osbournes. It was
the Osbournes last night.
It was all of it. It was Jack and Kelly and Sharon and Ozzy, but the most interesting, the one that's never on TV.
Because she knows the real deal.
Yeah,
probably the most grounded of the whole family.
Pretty hot, actually.
Really good looking.
Well, she could stand to lose a few pounds.
Well, didn't Sharon have the weight problem, too?
And she mentioned, I think the daughter said she was one of those...
bulimic?
Yeah, bulimic. That's where you eat and you throw up.
Mm-hmm. Right, really?
So maybe that's why she's fatter now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Don and Mike Show, you are the 100th caller.
All right.
All I know is surreal watching Barbara Walters say the T word and then her making Ozzy cry, and then her leaning over and rubbing Ozzy's shoulder, you know, go, oh, it'll be okay, Ozzy.
Imagine, if you will, what Barbara's looked like.
Her teeth?
Oh. Yeah.
Like, probably like if you took an old tube sock and you put like an orange in it.
Yeah, an orange or, you know, like clear nylons, and then you just painted like, little blue veins on them.
Are you sure that's not what made Ozzy cry, him thinking of that? I was tearing up in the back of the room.
What is your name, my friend?
My name is Nick.
And Nick, where are you from?
Arlington, Virginia.
Nick, here you go. Oh, Bon Jovi tickets. You've won them before you could buy them. Bon Jovi, MCI Center. Sunday, March 9th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster, or buy them on the phone. Okay, now you're going to play for $500.
All right.
With a secret sound, a common everyday sound. You'll hear it in the kitchen, and it's a plug-in jobber.
Right.
And we'll give you 15 seconds after we play the sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Snoop Dogg.
Okay, and we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And there it is. I don't know which I'm looking forward to more, the guy's guess or Mike as Snoop Dogg. Here's the sound one more time for you. Listen up.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back with my mind on my money and my money and my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hard to believe that you didn't know what POD stood for yesterday.
Yeah, I know. You know, what does it stand for?
I forgot.
I did too.
Payment on death.
Mm-hmm. All right. $500. What is the sound?
Is that a sound of a can opener touching the can and opening the can?
That is an excellent guess.
Oh,
an incorrect guess.
Oh, we're sorry.
And we say thank you. And don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
All right, it's Thursday.
Meet at the
Hollywood. That means we're going to have America's greatest inventor on the telephone. The guy who invented the greatest website that we spend hours and hours on.
The pride of the McBride family.
MrSkin.com. www.MrSkin.com. Here is the great Jim McBride. Mr. Skin. Hi, Mr. Skin.
Hey, how you guys doing? There's tons of cool stuff to get to. I got a fun week for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Again, Mr. Skin, I have to say, I went after your report last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so lucky that Lisa gives me the password,
right?
Oh, yeah.
To get it.
Oh, yeah, you're allowed.
That I did not know you had such a fantastic gallery of photos of Elizabeth Hurley naked.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just, you know, he mentioned that she was in a movie last week, and it's not just, when you go to MrSkin.com, it's not just one picture of Elizabeth Hurley.
No. Right.
It is page after page. And if I lived in a truly free society,
right,
meaning if I wasn't married, I would use one of those pictures as a screensaver.
There you go.
There is one where she's just leaning over and her boobs are just hanging down.
She's your favorite.
She is top of the list.
Yeah, I agree. She's one of my favorites, too. And they don't have to be 22-year-olds with fake breasts to be hot. That you could be in your 30s and look outstanding also, or in your 40s.
You know, I wanted to ask you a question, Mr. Skin, because she's been in the news so much lately for, you know, the horrible reasons, of course, with the shoplifting. But
That's not so horrible.
Winona Ryder, what is she naked in anything?
Well, she did a movie called Autumn in New York, which is like a, you know, like a kind of a chicky flicky type of movie from the year 2000 that about an hour and 23 minutes into the movie, she's laying on the bed, and you can, her like nightgown kind of shifts, and you get a breast shot. You get a quick nip shot. I mean, it's really quick.
Really?
And it's one of those things that if it wasn't supposed to be in there, so we kind of, obviously we caught it and have it at the site, the pics and the clips, and I want to stress that I wouldn't recommend going out and renting the movie just for that, but it's a fun thing to check out if you happen to have the movie.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a prearranged interview, okay? No. I mean, I just asked this because I'm looking at the newspaper. I see what the writer, he gives you the amount of time into the movie.
I've actually sat through that awful movie. My wife made me watch it.
Yeah, that's one that only if you'd only watch if your wife made you watch it.
Autumn in New York, and I know the scene you're talking about where she lays on her side, and it's a thing where the boob gets real big.
Right.
And now it was not apparent to my, no pun intended, naked eye, but you actually, if you freeze frame it, frame by frame, you see some nip.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
And the other, the other way that Mr. Skin has touched my life this last week.
Touched your life.
I got that movie Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah.
That Buzz got me for Christmas.
Barbeau.
Based on the recommendation of Mr. Skin that Adrian Barbeau is topless in this. And we are redoing my son's room. He's getting ready. He's going to be leaving for college next year. Hence, you know, my wife was on a second ago talking about furniture. And we were going through a box where he had, like, tons of my DVDs up there. And it was stuff like Get Shorty,
sure. Right.
You know, Casino, and Swamp Thing. And I asked him about it. I said, as I was lecturing him,
right.
I said, I don't mind if you watch my DVDs, but put them back in my room in the case. And incidentally, that movie Swamp Thing, why did you watch that? And he said, oh, Dad, I wanted to see the boobs on the girl who was on Maude. because he had heard Mr. Skin on the show.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't born when Maude was on.
Yeah, but he's seen Maude on TV Land, and he knows Adrian Barbeau from Escape from New York.
Those boobs cut across all generations.
Mr. Skin, he's not even 18 yet, and already
look at that.
Your laboratories have helped him.
All right. Great. I'm glad I could be of service.
What is new this week?
Well, there's two movies at the theater. There's been a lot of advertising on TV. The first one is 8 Mile, which opens tomorrow. It's Eminem's new flick, kind of based on his life in Detroit. And this is how old we're getting. Kim Basinger plays his mom in the movie.
Oh, my God.
That's weird. That right there is weird. But 15 minutes into the movie, Eminem walks into his trailer home, and on the couch he finds Kim Basinger, his mom, banging some dude, and you could see her butt. Now, The one thing, not that I hang around in trailer parks, my hunch is you don't see babes that hot around trailer parks, but for the movie purposes, we'll go with it. And it's pretty cool because she's like 47, 48 years old, and her butt still looks outstanding. So in 8 Mile, you get to see Kim Basinger naked. That's the only nudity. A lot of dudes will want to know about Brittany Murphy, who plays his girlfriend. She doesn't get nude. The good news is they have a sex scene in a factory. The bad news is there's no nudity, just like a nice cleavage shot.
You know, it's weird about Eminem. I mean, obviously he had a horrible relationship, almost like a war with his mother.
Right.
But yet in the movie, which I'm sure he had some say over, he puts a turbo hottie in the role.
Right.
Now, a little something going on there, a little weird.
Yeah, a little milfage. But yeah, he didn't. I haven't seen what his mom looks like in real life. I'm guessing it ain't Kim Basinger.
All right. Well.
But and the second movie is Femme Fatale, which is Brian De Palma's new flick, and a lot of guys want to know about the Rebecca Romijn Stamos. Here's the deal.
Yes.
You know, for the last, like, 6 months, they've been hyping up, like, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be typical De Palma, ton of nudity. You're going to see a lot of Rebecca Romijn Stamos. I guess because it was built up so much, I was a little let down, but there's still some really cool stuff. First and foremost, she looks outstanding. That goes without saying. And there's two scenes in the movie where she strips down to her bra and panties, and just her in bra and panties is better than most actresses naked anyway, so that's good. So you get two great bra and panty scenes. And then another scene where her and this model named Rhea Rasmussen go into a bathroom stall and go at it in the girl's bathroom stall, and they do like a kind of a Hitchcockian view from above, and you get a nice look at this Rhea Rasmussen's breast. But more important, it's just hot girl-on-girl action, Rebecca Romijn in it. So you get all that, and then the nudity happens. It's a weird scene because it just kind of happens out of nowhere late in the movie where she just plunges into this water completely nude, and it's one of those things where you're just not expecting it. So, you know, like if it's a sex scene, you're ready for the pants to come down or something. In this case, it just comes out of nowhere, and then there's a bunch of bubbles and stuff, so you're like, you know, I worry about guys at the theater just like bending down to get, you know, popcorn or something. They're going to miss this, but when it comes out on DVD, I'll definitely be able to get some good captures and break it down properly. But you do see full frontal. That's the good news. The bad news is it just happens out of the blue late in the movie, and it there's bubbles and just a lot of nuttiness happening, so it's hard to really get a good look.
Jim, before we get to the DVD stuff, I have a question for you about autofocus.
Yes.
The Hogan's Heroes Bob Crane movie, we went to see that last week, and as you said, it is chock full of naked chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of ugly ones, lots of cute ones. I missed the scene. I know that, and I went specifically wanting to see the scene where you said Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson, is in a bra and you could see her nipples.
Yes, it's early in the movie. You're going to see it when the DVD will be able to see it. It's definitely a see-through-ish bra. And like I said, she didn't get naked. I want to stress that. But the bra scene, you could. It's early in the movie and you could see. You know, it's one of those things where when you have it on DVD, I could show it enlarged. You'll definitely be able to see some see-through action.
All right, because, again, you know, the name Mr. Skinworks is wearing on my weekend. We went to see the movie, and my wife and I were discussing it afterwards and, you know, talking about it, saying we didn't think it was a really fair appraisal maybe of Bob Crane's total life. And then I said, well, I'm really let down because Mr. Skin said that there was a scene where you see Rita Wilson's nipples through a bra, and we were thinking back, and we couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was about 15 minutes in, and maybe that the description for you made it seem like it was like one of those totally silky see-throughs, but you definitely could see some nippage through that.
All right, well, I'll get it on DVD.
Yeah, cool.
Speaking of DVD, here's where we have the visual aids.
Ah, very good.
Well, this is important. There's a couple things. Actually, this week I'm just kind of some news I wanted to talk to you about. First is you guys all remember in Monsters Ball all the Halle Berry, Billy Bob Thornton, how great that was.
Oh, absolutely hot.
Well, here's the thing. That movie originally, they filmed some very, very explicit sex scenes, great nudity. In fact, there were concerns because they knew they had an Academy Award prospect on their hands, but they wanted to somehow figure out, hey, we got to get this down to an R rating or we have no chance. So they pared it down, toned it down, and the movie still had great nudity. It was still some of the hottest stuff I'd ever seen in an R-rated movie, but the question has always been, like, what happened to this deleted footage? We want to see it. And there's been some DVDs, obviously, have come out, and they didn't really have anything mind-blowing. But someone sent me something that I put up at the site, which is a kind of an outtake from the movie. And I want you guys to check it out, because this is the stuff we're talking about.
Take a look, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Holly Berry's, like, on top of him. Now, I want to stress, this isn't DVD quality, because this has not been released anywhere. But it's still good enough where you can see. I mean, she's sitting on the dude.
Wow.
And, I mean, it looks like they're really having sex. I'm not saying they are, but it doesn't, like...
Hey, it's Billy Bob.
I mean, there's something going on there.
No, mm-hmm. You know what? Especially when you look at the lower right-hand picture, where Billy Bob has his hands around her waist. And, boy, you know, I'm not a fan, really, of the ass, but, man... Mm-hmm. Is that a great ass?
Yeah, I know. It's
like, yes, it is. I mean, is there anything wrong with Halle Berry at all?
No. Unless
her personality, maybe.
Her driving, that's about it.
Unless he's wearing, like, a jock strap, he has to...
Yeah. There's some sort of cylindrical object down there, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's pretty wild enough. That's why I'm saying
about this.
Yeah, I'm anxiously awaiting the some sort of a European cut or a director's cut. We need something that will have this stuff on. But someone sent me this. I thought I'd share with you guys.
That sure looks like Billy Bob's beanbag. That's for sure.
It does. And Mike, you do a real good do a Halle Berry in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, make me feel good. Make me feel good.
I got to turn the sound down during that, no question.
Mr. Skin, I know you can't tell us, but tell us, where do you get this? If this is not available on the regular DVD.
No, this is somebody in the industry sent it to me.
This is the Skin Hungarian Network or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's blown away, so I wanted to share it with you guys. And
you know, now that I look at the picture, now I can't stop looking at it. Yeah. It sure does look like Billy Bob's sack.
Yeah, I know.
Magical object.
Yeah, I know. So, okay. All right. Yeah, finally, the last thing I just wanted to mention, if you guys are Sopranos fans, if you saw Sunday's episode, Tony was banging this super hottie. Well,
Mr. Skin, you are on it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I just want to make sure that if this babe looked familiar to guys out there, her name in real life is Leslie Bega, and you might know her if you remember the old sitcom Head of the Class with, was it Howard Hessman and Robin Givens in the late 80s?
Right.
And it has Leslie Bega played Maria Borges, who was like a smart brunette, snooty babe in that show. And that's the thing. So guys that remember that show, the girl that got naked in The Sopranos, and it was very good nudity, is Leslie Bega, who you would remember from the old TV show Head of the Class.
Huh. No, is that outstanding? That's the girl that Tony banged.
And that's taken right from The Sopranos there.
Yeah.
You have four absolutely perfect shots of her topless.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't mess those up.
pretty great stuff, Mr. Skin. I can't help but every time say it is the greatest website I've ever been to. www.mrskin.com.
Absolutely the best.
Skinologist, come through again. Jim McBride. We'll see you next week, Mr. Skin.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, bye-bye. There he is, Mr. Skin.
Always fascinating.
Yeah.
He does come through. I'm going to go back to that monster ball, Monster's Ball. Maybe it's Billy Bob's Monster Balls.
No doubt.
Take another look at that.
Yeah, we got to check this out.
Now, I'm no fag.
Uh-huh. Let me. Can I get a really? All right.
Look at the top right picture. Top right, not bottom right. Even look at the top right. Doesn't that look like his sack?
Maybe she dropped a peach.
No, that looks like his sack.
You know, all three pictures you can see.
Oh.
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Billy Bob.
Yeah, so, I mean... It's
pretty white.
It's
pale.
And, again, not to sound like a fag, but no hair. I mean,
he's probably shaved.
Or probably wearing, a jock.
You think he shaves his balls?
Well, Billy Bob. Yeah, could be.
You think so? Look how gay we are. We're all huddled around this computer like monkeys looking at a big crate of bananas.
There is something down there. And it looks like skin.
Oh, dear.
And in
do you have it up on your own?
No.
In three of the four... Oh, Buzz, come on in here. Take a look at this.
Really looks round.
And
it looks skin-like.
And
it's kind of a blurry picture, so it's hard to see.
And in the one on the top right, it appears to be two
two round things. You see right there, Buzz?
Two round things.
What do you think, Buzz? You think those are his nuts?
Yeah, I do.
Make me feel good.
Well, what do you think, Buzz?
I think they're his. Yeah, I think that's real. Yeah.
Those are Billy Bob's.
That's not a jock.
Billy Bob's balls.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yuck.
He's gross in that movie, too.
He sure is. He's gross in everything.
But she makes up for it.
Oh, and what a great, great shot of her ass.
Yeah. She's great in that movie, too. I mean, she deserved an Academy Award.
Oh, there you go. So if you've...
Make me feel good.
If you've ever wanted to see Billy Bob's nuts, go to MrSkin.com.
He's nuts.
He's got balls.
That's what we said about him, that whole Angelina Jolie thing. He's nuts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I just would like, you know, I saw that on DirecTV, and it was Billy Bob.
You saw his nuts on DirecTV?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I've seen monsters ball and never noticed in the sex scenes.
Do you think there's any real penetration going on there?
I think that's what Jim was talking about, and it looks like, how could there not be there?
Well, if he took some kind of medicine or something like that.
Even if there's not penetration.
It just seemed to me if Halle Berry was doing that to the average male.
All right,
you'd have a very hard time.
Let's say he's Mr. Softy.
Right.
Still, it would be genital on genital.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
It would be skin on skin.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that'll be the documentary that comes out on Jim McBride.
Think about
skin
that.
On skin.
Skin on skin. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I want to make a comment about the movie with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Monsters Ball?
Yeah.
Monsters Balls?
Monsters Balls, yeah. Actually, it was him. Direct Satellite, Dish Network. Yeah, it was plain as day.
So you see, like, if it's moving, you see him...
Well, you know what? I've got the DVD. I'm afraid I'm going to have to break it out.
I have the DVD also.
Why don't we watch it tonight, and tomorrow we'll comment.
I'll take a look at it tonight.
But if we can see...
But you know what? That's...
Billy Bob's balls.
I don't remember anything like that.
No, but you know what? Oh, here's the thing. I don't know what these people are talking about, because it says right there on the link that Mr. Skin gave us, these are deleted scenes.
Yeah,
right.
Deleted scenes.
Right. That were not in the movie, so
right.
They would not be available
right.
On the DVDs that we have or on pay-per-views that people are watching.
I wouldn't think so. Right.
Right?
Right. But these people are saying they've seen it when they've ordered it on a pay-per-view.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Barry from Sacramento.
Yes, hi, Barry.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about you guys making fun of Mexicans earlier.
Hey, aren't we? We're talking about Skin right now, Mr. Sacramento caller.
Goodbye, Skin guy.
Goodbye, Barry. Hello, Don, on my show.
Barry. Ew.
Yo.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
I hate Billy Bob Thornton with all my heart. I'm telling you, and this absolutely sends me over the top.
Mm-hmm.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Woo!
They're into it.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, you fat bastards?
Hi.
You know, if that was a deleted scene, is there a chance that it could have been a screen testicle?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
I bet they had a ball shooting that scene, though. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey, I can explain to you how they do this.
How they do what?
How Billy Bob's sack is hanging out there.
Here we go.
Sure.
Okay.
Explain it.
Here's the expert right now.
If you watch these B-movies on Skinamax at night,
mm-hmm.
A lot of these actors are naked fully. They don't use the flesh-colored jock strap that they do in most regular movies. What they do is they actually tape their wangs to their stomach so it doesn't rub up against anything.
Now, where did you hear this?
Their wangs.
They tape their wangs
you know
to
what?
Their stomach.
I've not heard wang
right.
Since I was back in school. And you called a gay guy a mo.
Tape their wang.
Hey, you mo, what are you doing with that wang?
All right, we're just about to do the scene now. Don't forget to tape your wang to your stomach.
Wang. Where did you hear that?
Wang?
No. Where did you hear about these guys taping their wangs?
I actually saw a documentary on it on one of those like Spice Channel deals.
That they actually do this when they're doing the softcore stuff?
Exactly. To actually simulate the penetration. Because if you look at those B-movies on Skinamax late at night, it really looks like they're going at it.
Also, it's in all the brochures for 3M.
I love Don and Mike Show. I was just saying, they have to be very soft, like one of those Band-Aid type.
That's why certain 3M products will always say, safe for Wang.
Don and Mike Show, Wang safe. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, I just, you were talking about Monsters Ball. The version that's out on Satellite right now is actually the European version. I saw it on TV last night.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you can see Billy Bob's Wang.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hi.
Monster's Ball.
Monster's Wang.
As nice as it would be to think that that's actually what was going on, I read an article years ago about Hollywood actresses, when they're going to do scenes like that, they actually have something that they refer to as the patch, and you can imagine how it gets its name, that they use to avoid skin-to-skin
like
contact.
To cover their delicate areas. Yeah, I can see that happening.
But I have also read a number of articles with actresses who have said, yes, that scene looked realistic. But I don't know which
well, there's nothing fake about Halle Berry's.
I don't know which actress it was. It was some actress that was in a movie with Warren Beatty where she said that someone had asked her, the sex scene looked so real. And she said, well, it was real because by the seventh or eighth take, we were actually having sex.
Wow.
Really?
We were actually having sex.
What if it was Julie Christie?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I think it was Cloris Leachman.
Billy Bob Thornton's Falls. There he is.
What?
Billy Bob Thornton's Falls?
Yeah.
They're his.
How do you know?
Because I J-O'd to them, and I know they're his.
Get out of here, please. I love Don and Mike's show.
Oh, Don and Mike. All this talk about nuts, and it reminds me of one of my favorite throwaway lines of all time from the movies.
What?
It's the movie The End with Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise.
Right.
And Dom DeLuise says, the man's nuts, grab him.
Yes, the great Burt Reynolds.
Thanks, and right there, that's the official point where the
right.
bit ends.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for helping us stop. Switch gears for a second.
Very good.
Because we're going to give away a trip now.
To Vegas!
The good people at Veramax are giving us another vacation to give away. And I call it a vacation, really, because it's a week in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Courtesy of Veramax. And, I mean, it's everything. You're talking about planes. You stay at the Bellagio.
The Bellagio?
Bellagio.
That is, I've stayed there. It's incredible.
You get a car to drive for a week. I mean, they totally hook you up. Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. You know, they give you free balls.
Yep.
When you go out to Vegas.
Billy Bob balls.
They take care of you. Here's how we're giving away the trip to Las Vegas today. This is just for you married ladies now. For you girls who are in a committed relationship.
Uh-huh.
What my husband / boyfriend doesn't know won't hurt him. Now, this is not exactly like The Big Lie.
No.
Although it's similar. It's a cousin game to The Big Lie.
It's a chance for you to purge, and we don't need food.
Now, the only area that we don't go into is infidelity.
Right.
That if you call up and you say, hey, Don and Mike, you know, this is Frida, and I want to tell my husband, Don, that for the last 22 years, I've been looking at Buzz's Wang.
Right.
Well, see, we don't want to hear that. But outside of indiscretions like that, anything goes.
Right.
And it's got to be something that you know, but you never want your husband to know.
Or you do at this point. You want to come clean,
yeah.
Free yourself of this burden, and maybe win a trip to Vegas in the process.
What we do is that we'll pick the woman, the wife, or the girlfriend who has the best secret that her husband doesn't know. We call him up, and then we make you tell him whatever the secret is, and then you win a trip to Las Vegas. But please
beware of the crap detector.
Keep in mind, we are all licensed professional crap detector holders.
That's right.
Which means all you BM eaters out there, watch it.
Yeah, and I, last year, you remember when I got the degree, as an MCD.
And that is?
A master craft detector.
Right. So, call now. Phone number is 877-365-3636. This is a national prize. You don't have to be from the D.C. metro area to win. Ladies, there has to be something your husband doesn't know that you've been keeping from him all these years, or your boyfriend. Call us now.
Amen.
The prize is a trip to Las Vegas, and we'll get to your calls the first round right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, shut up.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye. Don and Mike.
All right, trip to Vegas coming up here. What my mother doesn't know, what my wife doesn't know, what my husband doesn't know,
what my husband doesn't know won't hurt him.
Soon on the show, finals for American Idiot. We have the internet problem solved.
Good.
You'll hear the 10 finalists, and then you'll vote. Also coming very soon, after a 7-year absence, the return of Thanksgiving dinner on the Mayflower.
All right.
Also a game that combines Halloween and Thanksgiving. We're calling it Trick or Turkey.
Fantastic.
And I say this one with a lot of trepidation. The return of the all-caller show.
All right.
May try it again.
Yeah.
I love that.
Either that or I'm thinking a show where the working title is You Are Us.
Ah, right.
Where we find one person out there who considers themselves to be me.
Right.
You know, the big mouth that will run the show. One person who considers himself to be you, funny guy that does impressions.
Right.
One guy that considers, or a guy who would be a guy, of course, considers himself to be Buzz.
Right.
Buzz's little cryptic comments and the news in the comments.
Very good.
A member of the KKK or a Nazi.
Right.
You know, or just an all-around goofy guy to be Rob. And then, of course, an empty-headed, a beautiful woman to be our producer.
Oh, God.
And that's...
That'll be nice.
And don't even send me an instant message on that.
Don't bother.
It's just an idea in progress, the You As Us show.
You As Us, where we have somewhat of a talent search.
Well,
are we going to be able to personally pick all of our replacements?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it's going to have to be something that could happen over weeks and weeks where...
Will there be a website?
At one point, no, but where at one point we say, okay, now Lisa.
What did she do?
She wrote, I'm an effer.
Well, I can't imagine why she would do that after you called her empty-headed.
Well, have a good cry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the deal is that we'll find someone, you know, as cold and mean-spirited as me. Hold on. Now is it? F you, that is low.
Ooh.
Oh, all right. Well, I can go lower. Keep instant messaging me.
Hey, we'll play a little limbo.
So, anyway, the idea that I have is that we'll find someone to be me, someone to be you, someone who thinks they're Buzz, somebody to be Rob, somebody to be Lisa, who actually does a pretty competent job. And then what you do is lower than the other day. Don't push, honey.
No. Children.
Yes. Lisa, why don't you come in here, please?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
You know, let's just...
Oh,
let's,
no. I thought we were over this.
No, no. And I thought we were, too. Yeah. Let's make nice. You know, I prefaced it by saying, find someone like me, some a-hole like me.
Yeah.
If I preface it by saying, find an a-hole like me, and then say, find a beautiful, empty-headed person to be our producer, why I'm putting both of us down.
Well, yeah, I just didn't know that my persona on the show was that I'm empty-headed.
Why don't you take things a little more seriously? Please?
It's just a joke.
Hey, come on. You know, don't.
I was kidding around joke. When I said effer. You said don't instant message me, and that's why I did, because it was just joking.
We're all just joking.
But then you wrote back, you know, I said, oh, well, you'll be going low, and you said you're going low enough. Well, I could go lower. But we don't want to go lower.
Then you must be very happy that you could go lower than the other day.
Trust me, I could.
I know you could.
I know I could, and I'm not.
And I know that you can, too.
Stop it.
Okay.
Just stop it. Both of you, stop it.
So what?
Just don't be so sensitive.
I'm fine. I sent an instant message when you said don't send an instant message. That's why. You know when you tell a kid, don't put your finger near that socket, and they do it?
Right.
Uh-huh.
I did it routinely when I was a child.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Everything's fine.
There she goes.
Whew.
Anyway.
We're all, like, straightening our ties right now. Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Wow.
I don't think that role is going to be that tough to cast. It tells me there's an awful lot of broads out there just like that.
You know, I'm now just hoping we get the bit going now. I think it's going to be fun.
It's an idea.
It's a wonderful idea.
It's an idea for a show.
You know what it is? It is a variation on the old caller show. And I think if we have a selection process, it won't be as completely decrepit.
Right.
As the
all caller show.
The all caller show didn't work. I mean, the all caller show,
but
people dropped the ball.
But on the all caller show, I'm also going to just give our audience the benefit of the doubt that we weren't on back in the old time slot, which
right.
we are now.
Right.
And, you know, like them or not.
There are a few more people with ideas in this time slot.
Our callers in the afternoon are better than the callers in the midday were, so
right.
who knows, it might fly. Anyway, I'm just, you know. Just thinking.
Yeah.
Just trying to come up with...
Thinking out loud.
Come up with some new stuff on the show. Now we're going to get right to what my husband doesn't know won't hurt him.
Now, no infidelity, please.
No infidelity.
It's really, you know, it's the position that if you have that you got to take care of that on your own time, right?
So let's go to, it's very rare that we find the woman in this case in the first batch of calls, but maybe we will. Let's start with Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, where are you from?
Annapolis, Maryland.
All right, listening on WJFK. We thank you for that. And Jennifer, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
Okay, what he doesn't know is, upon occasion, when he comes home from work and is in a bad mood, and we'll get into a fight or whatever, if he pisses me off enough, I will crumble up sleeping pills into his dinner and just knock him out for the night and then go on about my business.
Now,
my God.
Let me just tell you that
is choice.
That's pretty good, that you crumble up sleeping pills.
Yeah.
You drug your husband.
Now, tell me, now there's something very significant. Are these over-the-counter or prescription?
Well, it's gotten so bad that I now buy the Safeway private label brand.
But at least
it's good there. Even as we've seen documented with countless rock stars, even with over-the-counter medication.
Hey, enough Sominex will put out an elephant.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Right.
That is, that's simple, but so choice.
Beautiful.
So you actually crush up these go-to-sleep pills.
Just so he'll get out of your hair. Now, how long does it take for that to take effect? Like when you go, you'll crumble them up in his dinner?
I'll usually put it in his dinner, or maybe you stick some in his ice cream or a brownie. And, it generally a half hour to 45 minutes.
That is fantastic.
That's too good. And he has no idea you're doing this to him.
He has no clue.
And I bet he awakes refreshed.
Exactly, and I'm forgiven the next morning.
All right, hold on, you're a finalist.
Man, oh man.
Hold on.
The Black Widow.
Who would have known?
That is...
I grind up sleeping pills and put them in my husband's food.
Man, that is... You know what? We've had down and dirtier lies, but that is tough.
Pretty good one.
That is tough to beat.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Where are you from?
Another Jennifer.
Yes, Reno, Nevada.
Reno, listening on The Buzz.
On The Buzz.
On The Buzz, right. Okay, Jenny, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
Well, it's kind of something before marriage. He had asked me, and we've still discussed it, how many sexual partners I had before him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've told him around 8 or so, but the number's around 20 to 25.
Oh, honey, you know what? It's not thick enough. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he'll be okay. You two will be married a long time.
I mean, if the number had been like 300 or 400,
right?
Well, then we're talking.
Yeah. Or you've done it professionally or something like that.
And, bye, Jenny.
That's not a big number to you.
28
to us.
To us?
No.
No, it's not.
Consider who you're talking to.
Or
just hang up. But call back when we do that thing. You might make a good Lisa. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mike, I kid.
You kid because you love.
Because look at she's got she's full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah, I know.
Just
I know.
Like our own Lisa.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
She's a feisty cat. Sassy.
Hello, who is this? Speak to us.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Amber.
Hi, Amber. Where are you calling from?
Dale City, Virginia.
Beautiful. Dale City. They grow them big out there. And WJFK, and that's a radio station. And Amber, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
That's my boyfriend. And I feel so embarrassed saying this. Sometimes I pick my nose and eat it.
There's something that is, on a real juvenile level...
Simple but effective.
Real good about that.
I'm not lying.
What's that? I don't think you're lying. You pick your nose and eat it in... Do you share a residence with this boyfriend?
No, but he does stay at my house very, very often.
And, like, do you do it when he falls asleep?
Yes.
Do you do it in the car?
No.
When's the last time you ate a booger?
Oh, my God. Probably this morning at work in the bathroom.
Morning snack.
She's a lady. Whoa, she's a lady.
And she's a finalist. Hold on.
Way to go.
You know what? Even if you don't get the trip to Las Vegas, I bet there's a great prize.
Oh, I hope he's not listening to this because I'm so great... embarrassed.
You know, there would have...
Amber, are they ever amber colored?
Oh, no.
Are they ever bloody?
Yes.
They are bloody.
Oh, man.
All right, Amber, you're a finalist, honey.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hey, it could be worse, you know. She could pick her nose after she, like, puts him to sleep with sleeping pills.
Wow. You know, that, if it turns out that we don't call her husband for the trip to Vegas, I do have all kinds of other stuff. We could, you know, if we get a lot of good ones,
mm-hmm.
I got concert packages we could put together here. You go see Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi.
So Amber Booger Eater could go to, you know, a concert.
She could pick her favorite.
Hello. Don and Mike, or go to all of them, but just have them all.
Yeah.
Eat them all.
Uh-huh.
Eat the rich, as Aerosmith said.
But not Jenny. Jenny hung up on us, the other one, and she was kind of snotty about it.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Erica.
Erica, where are you from?
Baltimore.
On WJFK, JFK Jr. Erica, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
My fiancé, we're getting married soon. He thinks that he turned me straight in college. When we first met, I didn't want to date him, so I had a lot of people tell him I was gay. I had this really short hair, big baggy pants, all that. I don't need a man thing. And then we both played rugby together, and at a drunk party, we hooked up.
Wow.
And then he thinks this big manly thing. I've actually gone through old pictures, albums of mine, and pointed out friends that aren't my friends anymore, that I told him were my old partners. And
so you basically elaborately lied about being gay.
So he thinks that he's the one that switched you over.
Yep.
When in reality, you
he brings it up every once in a while, and I have to play along like, okay, sure, yeah, if we ever meet somebody.
One. These are quality today.
Best how many ever. Guys, before you were with your husband, how many guys do you estimate you slept with?
I don't know, probably 10 to 15.
10 to 15 guys. And you'd never been with a woman?
No.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Hold on. There was an there.
You might have had a bisexual experience?
Yeah, slightly. There's a whole college...
Well, describe it to us, please. So we can judge how deep you went into the...
you were the guy and another woman.
Sea of lesbianism.
I would say a lot of our rugby initiations and things, they would ask the older girls, you know, to do that for the younger boys.
All right, listen,
on a show, we'll give you, $5. Kiss another girl.
Did you kiss another girl?
Yeah.
But in the context of a rugby initiation?
Just like, you know, the older guys would pull us over and, you know, try to turn the young freshman boys on.
Did you ever nurse?
No.
Did you ever allow another girl to nurse?
No.
You.
Just kissing?
Yeah.
Did you ever, did you ever feel a girl up?
Yeah.
Did you ever feel a girl down
not
there?
Not in like a sexual kind of. I mean, kind of girls. Just, you know, you grab somebody or it's like a smack on the ass type thing.
But you told your fiance that, and you indicated to your fiance that you were a card-carrying lesbian and you had multiple female partners.
Yes, and I don't date men, so don't ask. I'm not going to go
so
out.
So he really feels that he is so macho that he flipped you over to the heterosexual side.
Describe it, if you don't mind, the first time you had sex with your husband, what kind of stuff did you have to say to him?
Yeah, did you say stuff like, I never knew it could be this good?
Or did you ever say, wow, you know, that's what it looks like?
No, I mean, I didn't say that I'd never been with a man before him, but now I'm all woman, you know, I'm only going to date women, I have no interest in any men. So don't even bother trying. So I didn't have to pretend like I'd never seen a naked man before.
I'm going to vote to throw away.
Because it's just not thick enough. There's unfortunately, Erica, a little too much sexual ambiguity here.
Erica, if you had never touched or kissed another woman before, and if you had been just a little more whorish before you were with your husband, it would have worked out. But thank you anyway.
All right.
And don't dispel the myth. Let him still think that he flipped you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Don't ruin his day.
Yeah,
hello.
I bet he's flipped.
Hello.
Don and Mike. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Susie.
Susie, where are you from?
I'm from Wichita.
Wichita? KFHFM?
Is that with a Z?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Z-I-E. And Susie, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
Well, actually, it's my girlfriend, if that's okay.
Your lesbian partner?
Yes.
Lesbians can play?
Huh?
I said lesbians can play?
Yes.
Go ahead. What is it that your lesbian lover doesn't know?
Well, actually, it's not as good as the first ones, but a couple months we were dating, and she gave me a ring, like a real beautiful diamond ring. And it was like a couple months into it, and we've been dating for 2 years now. And I got really mad at her one night after we were talking on the phone, and I threw the ring, you know, like I threw it against the wall, and I had went to sleep and woke up the next morning, and I couldn't find the ring, like, at all, and I knew she had spent, you know, a lot of money for it. So that morning, I knew I was going to be seeing her that evening. I went around town, like, to every jewelry shop there was looking for this ring, and so I don't think I bought the exact one, but she's never really noticed. And
honey, don't worry about it. Don't even worry. Don't worry about it. We say two Hail Marys and you're fine.
There you go. No problem.
Have a nice day.
That's Susie.
Don't worry about it, Susie.
She replaced the ring.
Bye-bye. Just not thinking of. Or just don't say goodbye. Just be like all the rest and just hang up.
Everybody wants to win. I know what your husband doesn't know won't hurt you.
But now we got two great finalists.
We've got Jennifer. She crumbles up sleeping pills in her husband's food when he's in a bad mood to put him to sleep.
That's the best thus far.
There's nothing. I mean, that is.
Well, now there might be one.
There might be one, but I've never heard one that I like more. Amber from Dale City picks her nose and eats it.
And we're going to keep her, too. Even if she doesn't win, we'll call him to offer her a prize.
Right, and we threw away Jenny, who lied about sex partners, Erica, who lied about being gay, and Susie, who lied about a ring.
Hello, Donna and Mike.
Hi, I'm calling. I've got a secret to tell my husband.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
My name's Donna.
Donna, hi, where are you from?
Falls Church.
All right, on WJFK. What is the lie that your husband doesn't know?
That I've been getting part of my paycheck deposited into my personal bank account.
Oh,
those are boring.
All the money in him.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Don't worry. Not thick enough.
Tell him when he comes home tonight.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
That's like me. That's like me with the typical 1950s scenario, too. When he comes home, when Ward comes home tonight from the office with his fedora hat.
I like that all these girls are universal. Yeah. As soon as we say no thanks, yeah, no need for goodbyes.
They were so rude to me.
Click, you know, and I can't believe that they really like the woman that put the sleeping pills in her husband's food. Yeah. Like it. We love it.
Oh, man, I had a bad day at the office, honey.
All right, listen, right now that's the runaway leader.
Yeah.
But maybe you got one that'll beat it.
Okay, very good.
We have to do a commercial break. Come back and see if we got anything that can top either crumbling up sleeping pills into your husband's food when he pisses you off. That's going to be very hard to beat.
Or picking your nose and eating it. When he's asleep.
Right now.
A lot of things to do. Man, what are these women doing when we're sleeping?
And both those girls are going to win stuff. One of them is going to win a trip to Vegas. The other one is going to win the concerts and stuff.
I'm just glad that Amber's not crumbling up anything and putting it in her boyfriend's food.
Maybe you got something as good or better. Our phone number is still 877-365-3636. We'll continue and perhaps even call some of these husbands right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving that trash truck with your Earth Dog brother. Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife. Hey, guys, show a little respect for women. We want women to listen to this station, so cut the locker room talk. When you turn the mic on, think of that ideal Washington woman. You know, intelligent, upscale, like Madonna, you know? I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. One bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head.
Thanks, Smokey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Valuable advice. He had plenty of it.
Complicated in its simplicity. The Don and Mike Show.
Get right back to this game.
Herndon.
Source.
Hey.
Hey. Here she is, everybody. Lisa Herndon.
Hi.
Who actually is a wonderful producer. I want to point out that when I was running down stuff on the show here, I almost forgot that the hair suit lady is here again today, right?
That's right. She's here in her bleached form.
You know, the lady that hasn't shaved her pubic hair for like 8 years?
Wow.
She's going to get a picture taken. Is it for Playboy?
Yeah, they do certain editions every so often every year, and this one is the girlfriend edition. So she is going to be in another issue of Playboy.
Is there a goofy little husband here, too?
Yes, he's here.
She's coming in to show us what she's got. Also next week, booked on the show. We had to bump this guy one time. The guy who's written the book from the perspective of O.J.'s dog, the only witness to the murder, right?
It's a book written by the perspective of Cato, the dog Cato, and it's called O.J.'s Dog Days, and it's about the murders spoken by Cato.
And finally, and this, I love this booking, a guy from Atlantic City. Now tell me about this guy from Atlantic City.
George. He lives in Atlantic City. He works there. He is pretty much a professional blackjack player, I would say.
Oh, timing could not be better.
He's got this system down where you don't count cards or anything, but he can teach you how to win. He and I have talked on the phone several times, and he's got great tidbits, and so he's going to come in and try and teach us a thing or two.
At least you tell him I'll buy him dinner.
And he's coming in next week as well, and if we have time today, we have a pack of cards just to warm up.
Right.
We might play some blackjack.
We haven't done that in a long time, a little blackjack on the show.
If anybody's got any money.
We used to play poker for M&M's, and the peanut M&M's were higher value when we would be on the train to New York.
You have some very good poker games there. Very difficult to play poker on the train.
All right. Well, listen, talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Love you.
No, love you, too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Oh, I love it when there's peace and harmony.
Yeah. There she is. Big empty head. And I'm sure now she's saying, yeah, you're a big fat ass.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, it's all out of love.
That's how it works. No, I'm just, she reminded me that she actually has more stuff on the show coming up than I had even been billboarding there.
There you go.
And I'm very proud of that, that she's booking some very interesting guests.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm fascinated because I'm planning a little junket down to the casino land coming up in the holidays.
Really?
Yes. Very excited about that. I'm not sure yet.
Over the Christmas holidays?
It could be Christmas. Could be Thanksgiving.
Love to be invited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact,
I hate to thrust myself on this project, but love to be invited.
It's been a long time since we've gone down there.
I know. Can you imagine?
A little car.
Some fun.
Maybe schmooze, you know, maybe set the table. You come along, you know, you and me together, we carry a big stick.
I know.
You know that, don't you?
Ah, now that's a nice instant message from Lisa. Thank you. We kid because we love.
There you go.
All right, well, let's talk to some more of these crazy broads. I don't think we're going to find anyone's better than we've got, but let's see. And see if we can give away a trip to Las Vegas here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? Have we talked to you?
Yes.
Oh, Amber. Oh, you
picked Amber.
Amber, during that commercial break, did you pick it and eat it?
No.
Okay, hold on, Amber. Here's a new line. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Where are you from?
Sacramento, California.
Uh-oh. All right, the warning is out.
Warning.
What doesn't your husband know?
He doesn't know that he's currently taking Prozac. He's been taking it now since roughly June, end of June.
All right, now before you even say anything, just let me say that my crap detector has gone off because
it's a lie.
Crumbling the sleeping pills.
And I think they put it in the water out there, don't they?
I think they do. I think they need to.
That's nice.
I also think, really, if it was true, I think we probably need to cut Samantha loose, because I do think that might be a crime.
Where do you get the Prozac?
We have our family physician.
And who
more for anger management.
And who is it prescribed for?
him. The prescription's made out to him.
Well, then, what's the big deal with you giving him Prozac?
He thinks it's part of his vitamins. He doesn't know that he's on it.
Wait, hold on.
We both go to the same doctor.
Hold on. But the prescription, the doctor prescribed Prozac, allegedly, for your husband.
Correct.
So your husband correct. Must be aware that the doctor prescribed Prozac for him.
No. How would he be aware? He gave me the prescription for my husband.
No. That doesn't work that way. That would never happen. You're lying.
Please just admit it now. Don't make us back you into a corner.
I don't know what you mean, but okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you admit you're lying.
No, not at all.
So your husband,
you would never get a prescription.
Why do you think that's so hard? I don't understand.
Well, okay. Explain to me the circumstances that your husband.
A great technique too. Why is this so difficult for you to understand?
Explain the circumstances in which your husband goes to the doctor and, I guess, has whatever symptoms you have, so you need Prozac, but you get the prescription and he knows nothing about it. Walk me through that one.
When I go to the doctor, we, like I said earlier, we go to the same doctor.
Yes.
We discuss the situation. He prescribed it because we knew he wouldn't take it on his own.
So now you're telling me that the doctor is in on this, that the doctor...
Right.
That, I don't believe that's legal.
No. Ethical violation.
Honey, you got to be making this up. If you're telling me that the doctor prescribed the Prozac with the... There you go.
Way to go. The pressure got to be too much. Ladies and gentlemen, she was simply lying from Sacramento.
She's a BM eater.
Because it's dangerous and it's damaging to my family, to my doctor.
There you go. You know, a little pressure, we took care of that situation.
Easy to trip her up.
There you go.
The BM's almost ready.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah, she's going to have herself a nice BM souffle tonight.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. What's going on with line 6?
You know, we're cruising right along, though, towards that total Sacramento boycott of games.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I know that's your dream, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
Everybody else that's calling. Now, see, the problem is we had 4 other people on hold.
Right.
Once we deciphered that woman was lying.
Perhaps there were some other people who were late to the party that were deciding to do a little fibbing.
Yeah. The other ones just dropped out.
We get
so,
that.
I think we're all in agreement.
Hey, honey, they got this lady on that crumbles sleeping pills into her husband's ice cream. What if I call and I tell that I put Prozac in your food?
That's good.
Duh.
That's good. Give me another plate of BM first.
There you go. Eat up. Bon appetit.
Okay, I believe that we are in agreement that the woman that we want to go to first is Jennifer.
Jennifer, I mean, really, I think in its simplicity, one of the funniest that I've ever heard.
Now, let me also tell Amber. Amber?
Yes.
The booger eater? Please stay on the line because I would like to offer you bonus prizes.
And Amber, keep your hands in your lap, okay?
All right, stay there. Now, here is
Amber.
Here is Jennifer. Jennifer, the story again.
Yeah.
On the nights when your husband comes home and he's just a dick,
mm-hmm.
What you do is you take over-the-counter sleep medication, crumble it up, and put it in his food.
That is correct.
And Jennifer, you're going to explain this to your husband, you know, because it's going to require some explaining on your part.
Wouldn't you like to break this to him?
No, it's your job, hon.
You have to.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me dial him up here.
That's such a bad day. This is the worst meatloaf I've ever had. I really...
All right, hold on.
I'm bushed.
This is going to boost sales of Sana.
Hey, we are not condoning.
No, of course not.
Or approving of this behavior in any way, shape, or form.
Rava,
could be dangerous.
Would you please pick that up and ask for Brian on 444?
Okay. Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, Rob.
This is too funny.
Brian,
I don't know why this cracks me up, though. Just seeing him coming in like all kind of pissy. She's like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Meanwhile, sprinkling.
Good dinner, honey.
Remember, it's not in service. You may want to redial.
All right, hold on. Let me try it again.
No, we don't want to encourage that.
No, I'm sorry. It's devious.
It's just funny.
Yes.
There you go.
Because right now, I think women all over the area are probably getting some ideas.
I meet at McDonald's tonight.
And for the rest of my life.
His name is Brian.
Donna, it's okay, honey. I had a burger on the way home.
I don't know about you.
How are you?
Great. I just want to tell you that your wife has won a prize, and so have you. We need you to come on air, though, so you can claim your prize. Is that all right? Okay, hang on. When you hear their voices, you're going to be on the air.
All right. You got them on hold. Thank you, Robbie. Now, Jennifer.
Yes.
Once we get past the introductions, it's going to be on you to tell him the exact truth the same way you told us.
You can explain what you're doing, you know, the nature of the game, the whole thing, and then get right to it.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's welcome now to the Don and Mike Show, Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, and we have your wonderful wife, Jennifer, on the line with us as well.
Say hi to your husband, Jennifer.
Hi, Bon.
Hey, honey.
Now, we're playing a game called What My Husband Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
This is a game where we give people the opportunity to call up with the things their husband might not know and basically clear the air, come clean with it.
And there's really something you should know. And Jennifer would like to tell you about
She'll explain it to you right now. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Okay. First of all, I love you.
Okay.
Okay. What I had wanted to tell you is that occasionally when you come home from work and you're in a bad mood.
How often, Jennifer? But before you tell him, how often?
Well, generally if I've done something else to set him off.
Before we tell him what this is, can you tell us how many times this has
happened?
Yeah, roughly.
Ballpark figure.
Well, five that I can remember.
Five times. Okay, five times.
Yes.
All right, go ahead,
Jennifer.
I'm not liking where this is going.
Well, you hang in there, Brian, because, you know, really, the good part about this is not only will Jennifer have an opportunity to come clean, but I would assume, Don, that Brian won't have to worry about it again.
Well, yeah, I would think.
I would think. I mean, he'll be vigilant.
Anyway, Jennifer, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, well, occasionally when you've come home from work and if I've done something. And
five times when you've come home from work, Brian.
Yes, specifically five times. And, you know, we might have gotten into a little fight, a little argument. I have been known to crush up a sleeping pill and mix it in with either your dinner or your dessert, watch you fall fast asleep, and then I go on with the evening while you sleep it off. Then, generally, the next morning, we wake up and we're all forgiven again.
Wait. Say that again?
All right.
I'm giving you sleeping pills.
I'll simplify it for you, Brian. What she's doing is...
She says occasionally when you guys aren't getting along well...
She crumbles up sleeping pills and puts them in your food.
So she doesn't have to deal with any more arguing.
And sometimes she puts them in your ice cream.
Sometime in your ice cream.
So you're calling to tell me that my wife is drugging me.
To make a long story short, I suppose that's accurate, Jennifer does that.
Yeah, remember last week when I lost the digital camera and you kind of freaked out and then all of a sudden weren't feeling so good and went to bed? Well, that was kind of one of these situations.
Jennifer,
I woke up with my clothes on.
So you did this to him last week?
Well, yeah, I lost our digital camera last week.
Woke up with his clothes on.
Pretty good.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jennifer, what brand do you use? Do you know?
Well, lately I've just been using the Safeway brand.
Safeway generic.
You don't even have to buy the name brand sleeping.
Brian, you don't have to worry that she's breaking the bank on it. You know?
Oh, yeah. She's saving money while she's drugging me.
Drugging you?
Well, Brian, the good news here is that I think we all believe this story.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The good news is because your wife has been drugging you, you have won a 5-night, 6-day trip, a vacation for two to Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Courtesy of Veramax.
Put in his food.
Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax.
No clocks out in Las Vegas.
It's available.
Wait. You know, the trip sounds really nice, but I'm not sure it's worth not enjoying my food for the rest of my marriage.
Right. Brian, before we got you on the air, I mentioned I was going to be eating at McDonald's tonight.
John, what did you want for dinner tonight, by the way?
Veramax, available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRY. VMAX.
I've heard a lot on this show. That is one I have never heard.
So, Brian, just remember, the next time that she pisses you off and you have dinner and you feel sleepy, you know she's drugging your food.
Yeah, no matter how angry you get at her, even if you're really pissed, you still might want to take her out to dinner.
I'm either never going to get angry again or just get takeout.
How do you
How do you drug a guy's ice cream?
Yeah, what do you do? Just put it into a fine powder? How do you make the formula, Jennifer? Well, you know, well, now we're giving women around the area primer.
But I'm curious.
He eats ice cream like a little kid. He likes to sit there and mash it up. So I kind of wait till it's a little bit soft. And then when you, you know, crumble it up and drop it in, when you mash it up, you can't tell.
Is the pill, what colors are the pills?
White.
White. Yeah. Oh my God.
Sominex.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
Right. Agreed, Brian.
Yeah, really.
Well,
you guys, you know, even though I'm sure you're happy, Jennifer, about winning the trip, I'm sure Brian will want to have a nice, serious discussion with you.
Yeah, I'll have those pills ready for tonight.
Oh, God.
Well, I can lose weight like I've been meaning to.
Yeah, don't worry, Brian. Enjoy your pizza tonight.
Right, Brian. You'll lose weight. I was going to say, no, if she put diet pills in your food, then you would lose weight. But
yeah, then he'd be even more wound up.
Yeah,
though.
But then you'd never sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what can I say about have fun in the city that never sleeps? Las Vegas. And thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
That is a pure original,
yeah,
right?
How I long for the days when we were able to get away with lying to people and say, hold on just a second.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And pretend like we were going to break,
yeah,
and we'd listen.
And hear what they really had to say.
You know,
great.
And, we got busted one time. Somebody wrote a letter to the FCC.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
We got a whole seat in the ringer over that.
Party.
Yeah, a lot of times we do it, we'd have to hit the delay anyway because they'd be going, what the F were you thinking?
Now, before we get to the booger reader, I see the lines are exploding.
Right.
I imagine people will be weighing in on either if they thought that was legit,
right,
or if they thought, you know, everybody always thinks we're fooled.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know what, on this one, I don't even care. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You guys got duped. That was a made-up story.
How do you know?
I just know.
No, you got to have a reason besides I just know.
And my crap detector went off when she first started speaking.
You know,
I would do some investigating. That's all I say.
Well, you know, I fancy myself as quite the crap detector, and I think it was legit.
So do I. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. I want to tell you what I used to do to my husband when he drank.
What?
When he'd come home and he'd be drunk and he'd throw up and he'd want an Alka-Seltzer. And I put a couple drops of Epitac in it, and then he just had dry heaves for a couple of hours.
Oh boy. God. Cool. Nice. We have really opened Pandora's
nice
box.
Nice lady. Yeah.
And if anyone doubts that was genuine, I wish you could have heard the tone in the guy's voice when he answered the phone. Because when I said, hi, I'm from the Don and Mike Show, a total 180. He was absolutely surprised.
Okay, good. I'm
and
glad.
Downhearted, too.
Oh, really?
Like, he was really sort of dreading what was coming next.
Really? And what does that say about us? Somebody gets a call saying, hi, I'm from the Don and Mike Show. Right away, they go, oh, no.
Oh,
and,
I mean, we laugh at 60 minutes.
Well, the greatest thing is I said, hi, I'm from the Don and Mike Show. You've won a prize. He said, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Lisa has a big head and some big teeth. Why do y'all think she looks good?
Oh, she is gorgeous. Have you not seen the pictures on WYSP.com?
Yeah, I saw them. She looks like Beetlejuice.
No. Listen, I will bust her balls all day about behind-the-scenes stuff with the Internet, but I'm telling you, she is one absolutely
man, those
gorgeous.
Those teeth are sharp like razors, man. She got a big head, man. She looks like she's malnutrition.
She is gorgeous.
All things she has.
And why don't you send us your picture?
Hey, my picture's gorgeous.
Now, because I'm sure you're what, like, you're Denzel handsome?
If I was a girl, I'd do me.
If you're keeping score at home, this gentleman thinks that Lisa is malnutritionized.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's what he said. I believe
Hello.
That was the quote.
Hello?
Don and Mike, hi.
Hi. I know that she's lying.
Why?
Because I've heard the story before on another radio station.
Oh.
Really, because there's other radio stations that do this game?
It's not the same game, but there was a girl who did the story and drugged her husband to sleep with another man and put it in their ice.
No, that's a different story entirely.
Okay.
It is.
It really is.
That's like a date rape.
Oops, sorry.
Well, maybe she just went off that story.
Really?
No, and not thick enough.
And what was, I never asked this, but I'll ask, what was the show?
It was in Seattle, Washington on Cube 93.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about drugged your husband to sleep with another woman. That's a totally different story.
And I'll tell you that if you're talking about something that happened on a local station, KUBE in Seattle, this girl lives in D.C. How would she hear that?
I don't know. She can listen to it on the Internet.
Well, don't you think your theory would require a lot of things to come into place?
Oh, come on. You know she's lying.
Oh, come on. Eat some more BM.
Did you hear this on a morning show?
Yes.
So that would mean that she would have to... Well, no, the time change works the other way.
I was going to...
No, there's no way. I don't buy it.
I'm just mad at you. What about the story about the dumb CU in Toledo who thinks too much? Have you heard that one?
No.
Oh, well, let me tell you about it. Well,
it ends with a big happy ending when she gets her big bowl of BM.
It's about you.
Oh, Don, you're hurting my feelings here.
You know, it's not hurting your feelings. Let Mike just chime in here and go, enjoy your BM, honey. There you go. Thank you very much.
That was a real half-hearted whore.
Because he was laughing too hard.
That was a real laughing whore.
Two scoops of BM.
Todd and Mike, hello. Hey, what happened to the booger reader later? Put her back on hold. I want to call her husband up.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, guys. Jim from Frederick here. Listen, I wanted to tell you, when my dad would come home drunk, he used to like to, nobody was around, he used to like to pour liquor in the dog dish and watch, you get drunk with the dog. My mom would come home and find him passed out on the floor next to the dog, and she'd paint red dots on his face while he was sleeping. And then at one point...
What is the significance of the red dots?
Just when he wakes up and looks in the mirror. Idea. We had a German Shepherd at the time, and he was a little bit topsy-turvy after he woke up.
This whole thing is... This segment has gone out of control.
Uh-huh.
Well,
you know, what happens is usually at the end of a bit like this, you get the eaters that are calling.
Amber. Hey, Amber?
No, this is Alicia.
Well, what happened to Amber?
I don't know.
Why don't you turn your radio down, Alicia?
Hey, would someone call Amber back? I'd like to offer her the chance to win a consolation prize. You're doing it right now? Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about that, your little singing Eagles fan.
Oh, the drunk guy?
Yes, that's my boyfriend.
Oh, you must be very proud.
Congratulations.
Yes, I recorded him on tape.
That's good. Well, he's a big fan, and we enjoyed him, too.
I just wanted to let him know I love him.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Don't drug his food, please.
I won't.
I don't think you have to.
No.
Not at all.
No need.
That's out on his own.
Two spoons.
Not in mine.
Oh, this BM tastes funny.
Hello. Boy, I am so tired after eating all that BM.
You know, you come to the end of one of these things, and the eaters always come out.
Yes.
The feeders, it's true. BM time.
Don's imploding now.
See, I'm worried. I'm very worried.
That this is going to be burned out? That we're going to burn out our BM?
I'm very worried that we're the only guys that find this whole BM eater thing funny.
No, trust me.
That's our new put-down for people saying that you're...
No, that's your BM eater.
It's a solid bet.
Hello. See, Buzz making a joke on it.
Solid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I get it.
Run with
it.
Hello.
You're on the air. You're on the air. No, never mind. Is this Alicia or Amber? Amber.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
Amber, your story about eating your boogers was great.
You do that down in Dale City when your boyfriend's asleep.
Now, I'd like to offer you, since we already gave away the trip to Vegas.
Amber.
You can't say the S word.
Sorry.
Amber. But now, you didn't believe her either?
No.
Why didn't you believe her?
Because
she's a competitor.
How does she put those pills in her ice cream after her husband mushes it?
She said, well, she'd wait till she'd leave the ice cream out and let it get soft.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, here's what I'd like to offer you.
Don't protest too much, m'lady.
If you will tell your husband that you eat your boogers when he's sleeping.
Her boyfriend.
Your boyfriend, sorry. I'll give you tickets to Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi and give you $100 in cash.
Okay.
Is that worth it?
Yes.
Amber, how many kids do you have with your boyfriend?
I have none.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Good for you. No babies having babies. Hold on a second. Let me get your boyfriend on the phone here.
Color me Amber.
And...
Oh, my God. This phone burst.
103.
And then we'll have Rob let him know that he's going to...
Hey, Rob, hold on. Never mind. Hold on.
Come on now, before we have to get the ladle out.
I don't want to reheat this.
I'm steamed.
All right, Rob, pick up the warm line. Right. That's where Amber's boyfriend is. Amber, what's his name?
Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, this is Rob from the Donald.
Hello, Joe.
Your girlfriend, Amber, on the phone. She's won a prize, but we need to be...
You never eat BM, do you?
Okay. I'm sorry?
You never eat BM, do you?
No, she called early. She called early in the contest.
But she eats boogers.
She's not one of the eaters, though.
You got him?
Yeah, ready to go with Joe.
All right, here he is, everybody. Here is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey.
Joe, it's Don and Mike and your girlfriend, Amber.
Hi, Joe.
Now, Joe, we're playing a game called What My Boyfriend or Husband Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him. And she's got something she wants to tell you.
It's been killing her, and she really wants to let you know what's going on, Joe.
And after she tells you, I'm going to give you tickets to go see Aerosmith, and tickets to see Guns N' Roses, and tickets to see Bon Jovi, and $100. But there's really something about Amber that you need to know. Amber.
What did she do?
No, it's what she does. Go ahead, Amber. Go ahead.
So I just want to let you know that, especially since I was a kid, sometimes when you're asleep, I pick my nose and I eat it.
Oh, my God. That's absolute... You know how I get on Taylor about doing stuff like that.
Who is Taylor?
That's my daughter.
It's his daughter.
Oh. Bingo. I knew there'd be a kid there somewhere.
Anyway, Amber told us the last time she ate a booger was this morning.
At work. In the bathroom.
But she usually waits till you're asleep.
Yes.
Get down and boogie. Boogie, oogie, oogie. I'm your boogeyman.
Don't tease me about it either.
That's what I am.
Amber, are you going to try to change your ways?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to wean off the boogers?
I just hate it when I feel that stuff in my nose. I don't
Amber,
know what it is.
Well, you know, there's this thing that was invented decades ago. It's called Kleenex.
But, Amber, what is it? What is it? What is it this morning that made you take the booger, put it in your mouth, and eat it?
I don't know. It's just a habit I've had since I was a kid.
It's a habit. You just don't want to let go of anything, right,
right.
Amber? Yeah.
Do some taste different than others?
Yes.
I think Joe might be getting a little queasy on the other end of the phone here.
Well, we'll just call you Captain Crunch. And, congratulations, Amber. Joe have won the concert tickets at $100. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, hold on, kids. That's it. That's all the time we have for that today.
And our apologies. Towards the end there, you know, got to be a little bit of a BM buffet.
And you know how I get on Taylor about that.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I knew there was a little one screwing
Hello,
around.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Maybe more than one.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
This is a reminder, Buzz's birthday is 11 months away.
Thank you. Keep calling, sir.
Thank you. I will try to put it in my palm bottle.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, hi. I know what a BFD is. I know what a C-licker. I know what a mother effer is. But what the hell is BM?
A bowel movement.
Oh, okay.
Number two, ma'am.
Now you can enjoy it with all of us.
Now I can. Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. That's amazing. How did you grow up without not knowing what a BM is?
Can I tell you something just because you didn't know what one is?
Oh, you mean that makes him like he's at the head of the chow line.
Con and Mike show.
Oh, God, man. I've never been so grossed out.
When?
I did it. Oh, with that nose picker. Oh, jeez.
Right.
Wow. Oh, I kill myself with that with my girlfriend.
All right. Thanks. Settle down.
Thanks for sharing.
Settle down. Have a nice BM. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. You know, I think good housekeeping is calling, and we are rapidly working our way back towards being the dumbest show on radio.
We are indeed. Absolutely.
For a while, we had slipped out of the, you know, we went to middays.
Yeah, it was the magic of BMs.
Hello.
I just want to say, I don't care if either of those two were real or fake. It was definitely the funniest
to know won't hurt him.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
I agree.
All right, one more call, and then we got a break. And then Samantha, is that her name? The hair suit? Was that the girl's name? Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hair suit. Mm-hmm. She's coming in to show us her big bush, which is bleached for Playboy. Hi, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, you guys are just hilarious. And I wanted to retract my statement. I called last week. This is Rebecca.
Rebecca, can you speak up a little bit, please?
Yeah, I called last week and called Joe a butt nuts.
Are you having? I'm having trouble hearing her. I can't hear her.
Can you?
You sound like you're a million miles away, Rebecca.
One more chance. We gotta go to break.
She didn't want to play.
Wow.
Oh man, what a BM eater.
Another bridge burn.
Can you supersize that BM? You know what? I'm already thinking of a great bit.
Right.
Oh my God. We send Joe out.
Mm-hmm.
We sent him out with a phone to drive through windows.
Right.
Have him order number twos. I'll have a number two. And actually.
Just coming up to the window and go, this isn't BM.
With extra BM.
I ordered number two.
He's having trouble breathing.
Is that funny just to me, or do you think that's funny to everybody?
No. Anytime you can work BM in, it's fun.
It's on a mic show.
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
That horrible, poor guy puts his tongue in that girl's mouth.
Oh.
I wonder how many boogers were on her tongue.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
Like from Anglais?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
No.
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing Dee now?
Hey!
Don and Mike, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, AJ.
I'll drink to that.
Right, Ed.
Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Botox party, my house tonight when we watch CSI.
All right. I love that stuff. It's so good over ice cream.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. I see. Jim in Philly. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to tell you when Jim is asked to order that number two, when they ask him what he wants to drink, he probably ought to order a number one.
Gotcha.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you, friend. Thanks. Thank you. Enjoy your BM. here is Samantha.
Lovely Samantha.
She was with us a couple of weeks ago.
Hello.
Hi. You got to talk right to the microphone.
Hello.
Website is modelwife.com. Remember, she's the girl that hasn't shaved for, was it 8 years?
It's been nine.
9 years.
9 years of non-shaving.
So you were on the show, and you guys got a bunch of hits on your website?
We did.
You did?
We got about 500,000.
Let me ask you a question, Samantha. Is your husband in a bad mood today?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not his perky self, and what happened? He challenged us both to a fist fight out in the hall.
He was yelling at me.
And now I heard him.
He was yelling at me out in the hall, saying I called him some name the last time you guys were here.
Right.
I don't recall calling him a name.
I think I've called him many names, but he seemed to be liking it. That's why I was doing. Samantha, let me ask you a question. Do you ever have to crumble up sleeping pills into his ice cream? And
no, but I really like that idea. I could use it.
So Samantha is this beautiful woman.
She's gorgeous.
Who's been in Playboy, and she hasn't shaved her armpits.
They're bleached blonde.
Bleached.
Or her pubes, or her legs. And you go to modelwife.com, and I found my favorite part, incidentally, of the website.
Which is that?
Gallery 66. It's called Voluptuous. And all it is...
Why do you like that one?
What picture are you looking at?
Because you have such beautiful big boobs.
Is that the one where it's just the picture of her boob?
Yeah. That's all it is.
There they are.
That would be one hell of a screensaver. So anyway, go to www.modelwife.com. Mm-hmm. As we've said, not only is she beautiful, huge, perfect boobs.
Yes.
And
if you like women that are hairy, you know, I mean, she's not hairy, but she doesn't shave. That's right. we kind of established that the last time.
It is. I think it's an elegant kind of bohemian look that you have.
Yes.
What she does for, if I don't know, I don't know if there's like a movement out there of people that don't like to shave, but if movement, then we could go down that road again. But you know, it's she does the cause, if there is a cause, justice.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get your picture taken in Playboy again?
Yes, this weekend.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And where is the shoot going to be?
Is
that a secret?
Going to be around here in D.C.
Now, the last time you were on the show, did you find that your website was pretty well slammed?
As she mentioned, 500,000 hits.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I would urge everyone to go there again and go to Gallery 66.
Man,
that's my favorite gallery. That is voluptuous. Seven photos of just Samantha's breasts, although Gallery 65 is equally good.
What would be in Gallery 65?
That's where you're by the water. Shoreline.
Oh, okay.
Shoreline.
Shoreline.
Sorry, of course.
Watch out. They go down by the beach of the shoreline.
Of course, our computers are very, very slow.
Slow.
But I'll click on the one that I like the best. Let me show this to you, Mike. Modelwife.com.
Okay.
I like that gallery.
Don't bother looking this way right away.
Because it's taking time.
The little hourglass. You know what?
I hate that. I hate our computer network.
I think once we give out a website and everybody goes to it,
It's
our computers are the first to
shut down.
Yeah. And you know what? This is almost like an ad for high-speed internet.
Right.
Look at how slow the picture. You're getting just a quarter of the picture down the screen at a time.
That's always tough, like if, hubby's up in the computer room and he's sneaking a peek and he's trying to download a picture and it goes very slow. Oh, that's lovely.
Now, just wait, though, because not only is it the full shot of Samantha naked.
Was that taken at sunset?
Topless.
I don't think so.
But as the picture, and she's on a bay, on the Chesapeake Bay, perhaps.
Yeah.
Not even close.
You can, not even close to Chesapeake Bay? You can.
Scroll
down.
Oh,
you see everything. You see the boobs, and you see the big hairy pooter. And
you know, at first, I mean, when it's when you get like halfway down there, it looks like she could be standing up, but no, she's actually kneeling and worshiping the sun.
Straddling.
Yes, it's very interesting.
So, we understand you are, now you are a redhead,
yes.
And we understand that you have bleached your pubic area.
I have.
For the new Playboy shoot.
So that is what people in Playboy are going to see.
Yes.
All right.
They wanted the blonde look.
We're ready to have a preview, which I guess why you're here.
I guess so.
I guess so.
You know, when Playboy contacts you, do they call you and say, we'd like you to bleach the, you know, your nether regions? Is that, I mean, how do they, really, they say that, huh?
Yeah, they decide.
We'd like to give you a different look. So you're going to have more elaborate photos in the magazine this time?
Well, it's going to be for the girlfriend special edition, because I'm going to be with another woman.
Oh, that's the one you were telling us about.
Yeah.
This is the shoot we're doing. Actually, she's on the website, too. She's done a couple of galleries.
Very good.
Well, I would like to look at that, but as you can see, now my computer is completely gone blank.
Well, Don, you know, I know everybody's enjoying Samantha by computer, but, well, what the heck? We've got her right here in the studio.
So now
she's wearing a lovely cat suit.
A nice jumpsuit.
Not a good choice?
Microphone number 5, I think. Can't,
oh, really?
What she's saying? Hold on a second there, Samantha.
She said it was not a good choice.
I think it's a wonderful choice.
I think it's just dreamy. Don't you, hubby? Don't you think it's okay?
Are you going to speak on microphone this time, husband?
You're probably not.
Are you still going with that whole thing that you have a voice that's too identifiable? What was that?
He claims he has an accent that would make him instantly recognizable.
Hmm.
Well, let me see. Very numb.
So anyway, Samantha.
Whoa.
Hello.
The outfit that you're wearing.
Yeah.
Why don't you like it?
Well, because I was using the ladies' room earlier, and I noticed I have lines from my outfit.
So from the little seams that run down each side.
I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's all right.
All right, well, go ahead, unzip.
I was going to just wear a robe, but it was kind of cold outside.
Right, got you. Well, our blinds are shut, so no one can see in.
That'll get you noticed.
And,
God.
What size are your breasts again?
34D.
34D.
Mm. Here we go.
Perfect. And now we're going to see...
The blonde.
The blonde hair. Oh
yes.
Yeah.
That is really, really marvelous.
Thank
it is
you.
The color
The color of honey mustard.
Ah, there you go.
If you're wondering if you've ever had, you know, honey mustard with your chicken tenders.
Absolutely. That is the color. But there is a lot of hair down there.
That is the color.
And you love that look.
Oh, do I?
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
I'd go to town on that all day. All day.
Interesting. That is fantastic. Yeah, it is warm in here,
yeah,
isn't it?
Is, yeah. Well.
That is a... Yeah. The way you are right there... The natural growth, that is how all women should be.
Right.
I mean, look at that. It's not, it doesn't look like ZZ Top's beard.
Well, as I said, she is a wonderful spokesmodel for the people that want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Eyes
absolutely.
What?
Eyes are here.
I know your eyes. Come on. You're naked and you're yelling at me for looking at you.
And the cat suit's coming back on. Wow.
Oh, that is,
what a treat that was.
That is going to be one great photo shoot.
Yes.
With another woman.
Yes.
Now, is there going to be any hot girl-on-girl action?
I don't know how far we're going to go.
Mm. Wow.
Husband, we'll probably do a little kissing.
Husband, would you mind if there was a little girl-on-girl action? No, you wouldn't mind.
Not one little bit.
The photographer, of course he doesn't mind.
You wouldn't. Oh, you're the photographer.
Oh, you're going to be taking the shots for Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You get a little extra for Playboy?
Little. Is your name George Strait?
Mm-hmm.
Your name is George Strait? No, I know he's a country singer.
Yeah.
But you're wearing a George Strait jacket.
Are you a country music fan?
Get it? Straight jacket.
Ah! That would be a hint as to the identity of Samantha's husband, who prefers to remain anonymous.
Absolutely. And you know, somehow he's fascinated us today. You know, and with challenging us both to a duel out in the hallway.
Why are you pissed at us, husband?
You're not bouncing off the wall.
Rob, would you go ask him why he's pissed?
Let's find out.
Because he won't come on the microphone.
But we've done something to offend him.
I said that the wrong way. He won't appear in front of the microphones to tell us
Rob,
what's up.
You're the translator.
He said in this ridiculously thick, instantly recognizable accent, he said that you said she was here with her wimpy husband.
Oh, and that bothered you, the word wimpy?
No, that doesn't bother him. That doesn't bother him.
That doesn't bother him?
No.
So the website is Model Wife. When is it again, Samantha? I'm sorry. It's
ModelWife.com.
ModelWife.com.
You guys are on it, too.
Oh, I know. And I was... thanks for printing that out. Because my computer is broken, but as you can see, Mike, Samantha pays a visit to the Don and Mike show. There she is in our green room, and then there I am standing behind the console, and there you are in both pictures with Samantha standing right by you.
Any pictures of you in the water?
No pictures of me in the water.
Oh, okay,
straddling.
Just checking.
That's the day you wore those leggings. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you are truly a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
What a lovely garden you have.
We just love having you on the show. We really do.
I'll come back as a redhead next time.
That would be anytime you want to change, you know, you want to do the Dennis Rodman thing anytime, you know. Okay. Purple, it doesn't matter.
Come back in anytime, and everybody go to this website. You will not be disappointed.
No.
This girl is just an absolute knockout.
Absolutely.
And I know when you say that, you know, she hasn't shaved for 9 years, you would expect...
You get all hot and bothered by that. You like that. You love that look.
Down there. I mean, it's...
And you know what? Even, you know, the underarm thing with the bleached, that's okay, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that it would look like Ruth Buzzy.
Right.
Down there.
Well, on some women, I'm sure it would.
Like on Ruth Buzzy.
Yeah.
Ruth Buzzy. Yeah, right, Buzz. But on Samantha, it is quite fetching.
Absolutely.
Great,
right.
great having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Hope to see you again soon.
I'm sure.
And
good luck.
Good luck in Playboy.
Right.
Take care of yourself.
HFP's a word.
Lovely Samantha.
That's Samantha.
Stop by the drugstore on your way home. Get some sleeping pills for your hubby there. All right. No problem.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Bye, Samantha. Already.
Yeah, he's turned on us.
Bye, Wim.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's so secret about the guy.
I don't know, you know. There's a little in him that, you know, when he gets real heavy, you know, a little of that Joe Pesci.
You think he's mobbed up? I mean, that was my only thought.
Look at him. Don't you think he could be?
Yeah, that he looks like he might be mobbed up.
Yeah. BM mob.
Okay, be careful.
BM mob.
Yeah, easy. Slow down, Turbo.
Goodbye, Ron.
Anyway, that is modelwife.com. You will not be disappointed.
No, everybody can agree, even the BM eaters.
That is one fantastic shite, site. I said shite.
Yes, you did.
Go to the gallery and click on 66. That's my favorite.
That's a good one.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Don.
If I'm ever able to have sex again, what with my dislocated hip and all.
Right.
That's some nice motivation.
That is good. That is wonderful.
That's some nice motivation. Although I think this weekend my wife and I are actually going to try it standing up.
Oh, fantastic.
Because God knows.
Have you ever thought about the basket?
God knows. I need the release. And she told me to ask Buzz.
About the Taiwan basket?
About borrowing his basket.
I could help you. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Although the problem is.
It's the blind guy.
Yep.
How'd you know, Mike?
I have that distinctive voice that you can recognize.
I'd just like doing it because I'd like to do an impression of you.
Hi, blind. Hi, blind guy.
How are you?
What kind of color mustard look like?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know what honey mustard.
I miss all the good stuff. I don't get to see no hair or no.
Now you you're blind from birth, right?
Yes, sir.
So you wouldn't know what the color of honey mustard is.
Well, it's kind of a
think of a blonde. You know, blonde light hair. And
but he doesn't even know what blonde looks like. He doesn't know yellow.
Dude, that's the bad part about being blind, man.
Yeah.
Right.
You miss all the good stuff.
But you know something? If you were here and you got a chance to squeeze those melons,
ooh,
hey,
you'd enjoy yourself.
Let me ask you something. Blind since birth?
Yes, sir. I was a swim.
What color do you think a BM is?
Brown.
See? Yeah. You read a lot in Braille.
I guess so.
The Book of BM.
Thank you.
Okay.
See you.
Have a good one, guy. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Go Redskins.
Right on.
Thank you for calling.
Right on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, yeah. It's Mark from Damascus.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, sorry to bug you, but tomorrow's my wife's due date for our first child, and I need some good luck from you guys.
Congratulations. We wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Good luck
little
to the baby.
Boy,
and
he's going to be a future listener of you guys.
Fantastic. By the time he's old enough to listen, we'll be dead.
Oh, you guys will be around.
Yeah, something tells me we'll be around.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, my friend. Last call here. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'd like to invite you to a BYOBN party.
All right. See, now it's catching on a little bit.
That's right.
All right.
Nobody gets into the party without a baggie.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. I'm starved. Rob, would you call the deli and get me a BMLT?
Sure, I will.
Okay. All right. Be right back. You want that BM with cheese?
Oh, no. Don't need the cheese.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. You could doctor tapes.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
All right, Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Dole.
Yes. Don and Mike, honor, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gay call. I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
But
if you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
Well, let me just say, I'm disappointed that I thought Ron and Fez would be here now.
Aren't they in the building yet?
No, I think they're in traffic with Jason Tony.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We call his cell phone. Jason Tony.
Takes some getting used to when you deal with our traffic. It's horrible.
Yeah, I hope they come in whenever they get here.
Glad to see Bennington and Watley.
Ron and Fez are...
Yellow.
Hey, it's Jason Tony.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, we're calling to see where Ron and Fez are.
I think they're in their rooms doing personal toiletry thing.
Wow. You know, the show starts like a half hour.
I know.
All right. Oh, okay. Pass along the word that we had heard that
they'd be here by now.
No, man, they got held up. Their train was late, and I just got them here like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I can get them to the station probably just before the show ends, but I don't want to cut off Buzz.
Right. All right. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye. Jason, Tony.
Very
hey.
Nice. The well-oiled machine continues to be well-oiled.
For those of you on WJFK, Ron and Fez will be here tonight. We're excited.
Yeah, they're doing the show from here in Washington, and we're very, very psyched
about
Wanted
to have them on tonight, but they're freshening up. Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, Doc?
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? What's up, Doc?
What's
hey,
up?
Don and Mike.
What's up, Doc? How you doing?
How you doing?
Welcome to Burger King. Hey, I like a number two.
Hey.
How you doing? What's up, BM Eaters?
How you doing?
How you doing, BM Eaters?
What's up, dog? You like a nice BM, dog?
Okay, get out of here. Stop it.
You want to
next week on the show, we're going to have a guy from Atlantic City, a professional card player, and he's going to teach us how to win at blackjack.
Very good.
And Rob, he's not Gabe Kaplan. Rob, why don't you... real fast.
Shuffle.
Shuffle these up, and let's see who wants to play some blackjack.
I'm really busted.
Oh, too bad.
I have no money.
You won't be able to play then.
I have like $1.
Then I'm afraid you won't be able to play.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, now, there have been times recently when I believe I owed you a small amount, like $10, and you held me up for it.
Yeah, but I've also been generous to you in the past. How about can I play on casino credit?
Okay.
So then I'd be indebted to you.
But
then you could hold me over a barrel. But just look at my wallet right now.
But would you pay off tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to the money machine tomorrow.
I'll cover you today.
All right.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right, good. Well, then let's do it.
Someday, and this day may never come.
Now, the thing is, so we're playing against each other.
Yes.
All right, so I could conceivably, walk out of here without being indebted to you at all and actually have a little money in my pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll play $20 for this hand.
All right, $20 hand.
Are you in, Buzz? You got 20 bucks?
He's covered.
All right.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
This is maybe the dumbest thing we've ever done. We've done this before, play cards on the radio.
Right.
Hello.
We love the cards.
That's okay.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you heard about that thing at the Packer Stadium now. They've outlawed pissing in the bathroom.
Well, that's a shame. That's an injustice. Has no one fought that?
Well, listen, someone should dig up Vince and tell him about that.
I don't understand. Let him go. Let him straddle the sink and go.
Are you in, Lisa?
Not for $20.
Not for $20. All right, Rob, let's do it.
So it's just you and you against me.
And Buzz is in.
And do I deal myself as the house?
Well, I thought Buzz was just a bankroll.
Buzz, are you playing?
I don't know. I have no cards over here.
Well, Rob will tell you what your cards are.
Okay. All right.
Am I dealing myself in as the house, or are you just playing against yourselves?
We're playing against ourselves.
All right.
Three of us against each other.
Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Buzz, come on in, because I should deal the first card down.
All right.
All right. Hang on.
All right. Come on in.
Come on. Here we go.
Come on, Buzz.
Cut.
Move fast. Here we go.
Can't be that.
What?
Pick up more than one card.
Oh, you might want
to
do it like
Buzz,
that.
Go to microphone number 3.
Thank you, Buzz.
Right there. And.
All right. So
all right.
Buzz, I'll owe you $20.
All right. Do it, Robbie.
It's for you.
Okay. So we each have one card face down.
Okay. Buzz, you're first. Right. 4 showing.
Okay.
And you tell me whether or not you want to hit.
Hit me.
Okay. Did you look what your bottom card was?
No.
I think you deal us all the second card before we take hits.
Do we?
I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mike has a what showing?
A while.
It has
Mike
a while.
Is showing, and what is that, 9 of clubs?
9, yeah.
9 of clubs, and Don's showing. 7 of spades.
Right. I have a 4 of hearts.
Okay, hit.
I still don't have the second card.
No. It's down.
All right.
This is like, do you remember when we used to play poker?
He's loaning me money, so I'm not going to get mad at him.
Yeah, no, hit me.
Okay. Showing 5 or 15.
And how many points is an ace?
At 1 or 11. So you're either showing 5 or 15.
This is just like when we played at my house.
You know, I've maybe played this once in my life. I don't even know how it's played.
Good.
All right.
Come here.
All right. Oh, God damn it. If he's got 21, I will be pissed off.
But Mike showing 9.
I'll take a hit.
Mike with a 3, Mike showing 12.
Right. Yeah.
What are you doing, Mike?
I got to take a card.
Mike showing 17.
Okay, I'll stick.
Okay, Don was showing...
Wow, I got 7, and we're not playing against the house, right?
No, uh-uh.
then you're going to have to hit me.
Mike, Don's showing 17.
I'm busted.
Okay, right. Don is out.
I had...
roll them, gentlemen.
16. Right.
What do you got, Buzz?
So I got 26.
Show him?
Yeah.
What do you got?
21.
20.
What do you got, 20? All right, so Buzz wins 20 bucks. I'll play one more hand for 20 bucks.
I want to tell you, I am legitimately pissed off.
This is just like when we used to play poker all the time at my house.
He didn't even know he had it.
Buzz doesn't even know the rules, doesn't know.
No, I never
an
played.
Ace counts one. Or
right, I owe you 20 bucks now.
All right, Buzz, here's the 20 you just won for me.
Okay.
All right, I made one more for 20 bucks.
Buzz is up 40 bucks.
Yeah, not that it matters, but he won fantasy football this week, too.
I know.
All right, go ahead, Robbie.
Here we go. What are we doing, another 20 bucks?
Yeah, I put 20 in.
Thank you.
Same
you hump.
All right.
God damn it.
Everybody got 2.
All right.
Dumb first card now.
Buzz showing 2, mm-hmm. Mike showing 8, Don showing 10.
All right, now, Lisa, no helping him.
No.
Buzz, what
no,
do
no.
you want?
No, no. You hit me.
Buzz is showing what, Rob?
12. Showing 12.
Now, if you break, you tell everybody. If you're over 21, you tell everybody.
Say. Right.
No helping, Lisa. Mike, showing 8. 8 of diamonds.
Hit me.
Not helping.
I'm out.
Mikey Buzz, Don, showing 10.
Stick.
He sticks. Roll him. What do you have, Buzz?
I have 20. What do you have, Buzz? Don't just stand there like a goddamn moot. Count up the number.
21. Yes, 21. He's killing us. There. He's killing us.
All right.
I'm into Buzz for 40 bucks.
I already gave him 40 bucks.
He's into me. He's you know how much he's made? He's made $80 right now.
The problem. He's standing there like a retard.
Right.
I never played. I know the rules.
He's 21s in a row, and he doesn't even know the game.
Yeah.
God.
All right.
Would you like someone, Buzz, would you like someone to get you a bag?
One more. I'm only good for one more.
Add one thing.
I'll go one more as well.
And then I will be into Buzz Burbank for 60 bucks. And he is gleefully handing me.
DFing.
Does everybody get this? I don't know if we are translating this.
Right.
The visual is that Mike and I are seasoned blackjack players.
Right.
Buzz has to look at the cards, counts in his head,
yes.
Has a real blank look on his face,
uh-huh.
And both times he's had 21.
That's
this is
secret.
A decidedly more difficult blackjack game because we are playing against each other. If it was all of us against the dealer, it would be much different. You could play conservatively, but you have to really... You have to get a high number or bust.
Right.
That's the way this game works.
All right.
Of course, it's much easier if Buzz just getting 21 than you just
yes.
have to start
then it doesn't even matter.
All right, one more hand.
Do you want a deal or do you just want to
no,
get Buzz
just
the
deal.
Money?
Deal them out. Okay, everybody has their first card.
God damn it.
Buzz showing 2 of hearts.
Okay.
Mike with a 6 of diamonds. Don showing a queen of diamonds. Buzz.
Hit me.
Him showing 8. Buzz showing 8.
So, Buzz, that would be 8 plus
mm-hmm.
the card underneath.
Right.
So right. Now do you want another one?
No.
Staying with 8 showing. Mike showing 9.
God damn it.
You wanted something larger.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Now you love me.
No,
no.
Mike's showing 11.
Mike is showing 11.
I'll stick. No, I can't stick. I got to take a card.
Mike's showing a perfect 21.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sticking.
Okay, staying with the 10 showing. Well, roll them. What do you got?
I have 20.
Screw up.
Ah, Donnie wins. Buzz showing 11, 19.
19. Ah, very nice. I'll take $20 back, please,
you got
Buzz.
It.
Thank you. Oh. I'll take $20. And, Buzz, how would you like to play one hand, just you and me, for $40?
All right.
All right, good.
La-la.
There you go, Mike. La-la. You're going to win some of that money back.
Quick reshuffle.
Yeah,
there.
Good luck.
Going to win some of that money back now.
Yeah, poor judgment last time on my part.
You know, there was a moment there. There was a moment there where it was just going to be you against me, and he was just fronting me the money. There was just that moment there, and then he came over here, and it just ruined my whole day. It just wrecked
you know
my whole effing day.
That's why, and you know, we really should get back into playing poker regularly.
Yeah, well, then in poker, we can gang up on him and send him home broke.
It was great fun.
We have no chance, especially with Lili helping him over here on that first hand, where he would have taken another card and he would have busted.
There's just the first hand.
Yes, the first hand that he got 21 on.
Hello, Donna Mike.
What is up with Buzz, man?
What?
I mean, you remember the guy in the cartoons that used to walk around with a little rain cloud over his head? Mr. Mixel or whatever.
Well, let me tell you, it's sunny on Buzz right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
You can keep that 20. I owe you 60 bucks.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks for the call. Buzz and I are playing for $40 this hand. Here we go.
All right.
All of this is
wait a minute.
No, you
I owe
40.
I owe him 40 and I owe you 20.
That's right.
And I'm playing for $40 straight up one hand with Buzz. Just me and Buzz.
Here we go.
All of this in anticipation of a blackjack expert coming on the show next
Buzz
week.
Showing 3, Don showing 9.
Hit me.
Buzz showing 12.
What I love to. Hit you, I mean.
I'll stay.
Okay, staying with 12 showing. Don showing 9.
Now, if he has more than 21, does he have to say?
Yeah, he would have had to.
If he breaks, he has to say.
Do you have more than 21?
I do. 22.
Then you lose. I'll take $40, please.
Wait a minute.
How is that fair?
Well, no, I'm actually, if he takes the card, that's the way it works, you know?
Yeah.
This is a stupid, stupid game. It should be against the dealer.
I'll take $40, please.
Okay. What did you have? What was your?
14.
14.
What would he have gotten?
He would have
and, you know, really, the way the way this game should work, really, but, I mean, we all did that. I mean, we all busted, and then Don busted one time. But the way the game should be played, if we're playing against each other, we should keep our cards down and only reveal that we bust after everybody takes the cards.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to play one hand like that?
I'm done. I'm done with this disgusting exercise.
You want to play one hand like that, Buzz, for 20?
Yeah, I can do that. All right. Now, you've given Don his money back.
So who's going to be the house?
40, right?
So,
right, but I'm still up 20. Well, with the 60 you owe me.
Yeah, with the 60 you owe me, I can hand back all your money to Don.
Right.
So
as
now we're doing
as
it.
As he sharks you. All right.
All cards down?
As long as I don't leave with less than I came with Don.
When you shark him.
Oh, come on now. I do the same thing.
All right.
Don't worry.
$20 this hand.
All right.
And you don't have to say if you have more than 21.
Okay, but no one's the house, so you're just playing against each other.
Okay, Buzz and I straight up. Hold on. Phones are ringing like crazy. Don and Mike, hello?
Hey, Joe?
No, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Come on.
What? Chunk. These guys are playing it wrong.
How are we playing it wrong?
They're not even playing like at the casino.
Well, no, we're not doing it like the casino. We're playing against each other.
Right, but you can play against each other and set it up like a casino. Or one's a dealer.
Yes, we could, but we're not. We could play with Rob as the dealer, where Rob plays the house, and Rob would have to hold on 16, but we're choosing not to.
We don't tell you the temperature to serve the BM at, do we?
All right, Robbie, deal, because we've got a break.
You want all down, or do you still want it the way you did before?
Same way as before.
Okay.
Buzz and I each have the card that's down.
Buzz showing a king. Don showing a king.
How many points for a king?
Ten.
Okay.
My God! Ah, my God! How many points for a king?
Okay.
I'll stay.
Okay. Stay it is.
I have 20.
21.
Blackjack.
Oh, my God.
F you.
He got 321.
There's your money. Go into your room and give us the news.
Oh, my God almighty. 321.
What's a king count?
How many points for a king?
How many points for a king?
That's one field goal and one touchdown with point after. 10.
You know, a person is not just born with that knowledge.
Buzz is amazing. Buzz is freaking amazing.
Yeah. All the money.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, I'm sorry, but you got to give Buzz the $40 back from the previous hand as well.
What? No. We were all playing that way.
No, you had an unfair advantage. You didn't draw.
Yeah, but you know the way it works was whoever goes first. The way. If we break, we break.
The card that I would have pulled if I would have taken a hit
was an 8. You would have had.
Yeah, but that's now it's after the fact.
All right, well, then I'll play one more hand against Buzz.
All right, so. All right. Also, are you going to give him back his $40?
Play one more hand against Buzz for $40.
Oh, my God. So now, correct me if I'm wrong. And thanks for hanging up, sir. So correct me if I'm wrong. Buzz has a possibility here to take away all the money.
Yes. Buzz, I'll play you one more hand for $40 since apparently I did you wrong and I do not cheat at cards.
No.
Here we go, Robbie.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
God, although if I could cheat, I would.
Yeah, but you know what? He comes out, and you're going to give him back his $40 to play that, and he puts out another $40. See, I'm helping you, Buzz, but I shouldn't. Okay. I shouldn't help you at all.
Deal him, Rob.
Yeah, we got a break.
Deal him, because we got to fly.
Yeah.
All right, it's a face card.
Buzz showing 7 of hearts, Don showing a 9 of spades. Buzz showing 7.
Hit me.
Buzz showing 10.
Hit me again.
Buzz showing 20.
Okay, I'm out. I went over.
Good. I have 19. I'll take $40, please. That one I won fair and square.
Yeah, and he took a legitimate card. But Buzz played that hand properly.
And the worst that happened to me is I broke even.
Well, what about the money Mike owes you?
Well, yeah. I mean, they still got that 40 coming.
All right.
So there's that.
Instead of breaking even, you won 40.
You won $40 today. I think I jipped Buzz. So I played him another hand straight up, gave him his $40 back, and won the money back.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember the quote of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How much does a king count?
Yeah. That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How many points is a king?
Yeah. Hello. Colin.
Hello.
Hi.
Guys, Radio Gods, long-time listener.
Hi there. Listen, hold on a second. We got to go to Buzz. Hold on.
Okay. Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Barabosa.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
This is going to be crazy. We have this blackjack guy on the show next week, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be nutty. What can we do for you, sir?
Hey, I want to know if Buzz wants to go to Las Vegas with me.
Yeah,
my good luck charm.
No ass, my friend.
If you can tell me how many points a king is, I'm set.
Walking rabbit's foot. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, it's decided who gets first shot at the sniper suspects.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
You're not happy, are you?
God damn it.
Have a BM.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
They suck hard and lavish attention elsewhere. Don and Mike.
Time for Buzzy in the News, brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Veramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies. Retailers call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Buzz, our lead story is that
suddenly two little wood nymphs have come flitting into the studio.
Bennington and Watley.
Yeah. They're here.
Speaking of Veramax,
Ron and Fez.
Buddy.
It's been so long since we have seen Ron and Fez.
It has been a long time.
And, I didn't even have time to tell you off the air, so I will tell you on the air that... during the whole time that the thing was that I said about you guys was in the heat of battle, and I don't mean nothing.
Why? What did you say?
Yeah. I don't even.
This is the first time hearing that.
I wanted to stop it.
What now?
It was horrible.
I don't even know what I said. Did I say anything?
You didn't say anything.
No,
at all.
I might have said that you were on their side.
Stay out of this, Lisa.
Anyway, listen.
I'll wrap her right in the chops.
I love both of you guys, and we could not be more excited that you're going to be on WJFK every night.
We know that when we walked in here and we saw our names up in magic marker and napkin, things are happening.
You guys do wonderful things with Post-its.
Anyway, Ron, Fez, they come on after us tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to these guys, these are true, purely funny individuals. You got to give them a listen. They're terrific.
And we know firsthand after doing our show from NEW for a while that you guys are going to be going back into the Stone Age tonight. When you work here at WJFK,
right?
Fezzy, take a look at this board and take a look at, see if you can count them, 4 telephone lines.
Wow.
That's right.
That's bizarre.
Gone all out for it.
There you go.
Yeah, could you tell that this was set up to be a music station?
Not since Bedrock's radio station have I seen anything like this.
I was set up to be one, but you have 10 years to adjust.
Absolutely.
Well, this is
take a move.
And you know what? This is adjusted.
Yeah.
This is adjusted. This is remodeled.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a remodeled studio. And really, seriously, welcome to Washington,
guys.
Thank you,
Mike.
It's great to have
big
you.
Big fans of Ron and Fez have been all along. And when the junkies left, they said, what do you think? And then after I said, first thing, we got to run Letterman. I said,
sure.
Ron and Fez. Really, no lie, no BS.
Enjoy.
Somehow we got an extra half hour out of the deal, too.
Oh, you guys
got
to go?
Yeah.
Now,
is Letterman going to be here, too?
Run his own board?
Yeah.
Or did Schaefer do that?
Anyway, these guys are great, and we are big fans of yours and have been for a long time. And wish you nothing but great stuff here.
Thank you very much.
Ron and Fez,
welcome.
Everybody.
Yes.
Thanks,
Ron
fellas.
And Fez. Love having them here at WJFK.
Good luck. Make them feel welcome.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Fezzy.
Give them some monster ratings.
All right,
good to
fantastic.
See you guys.
For God's sake, they're the nomads of radio.
It's fun driving home. I love driving home listening to these
freaking
guys.
Camels of radio. They go everywhere. And they do middays. They do afternoons.
These guys have been batted around up there at WNEW up in New York with more time slots. It's amazing. It
hey,
really
Buzz is looking at my ass.
Always, Fez.
Always.
Fantastic.
We're very fond of them.
Two of the good guys.
Yeah.
They
good
are.
Show. Good show. Good, if I might say it, good companion show to this one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if you're on a radio station around the country that doesn't get Ron and Fez,
yeah.
A tough ass.
It really is. I mean, if you you're in a city that really enjoys this show, you really got to put them on. I mean, they really do go well with this show.
We love them. And, I know Matt and Huggy do great in Philly. Mm-hmm. After us on WYSP.
They do a great job. They really do.
Right. Their show a lot, too. But
those are two other nice guys. We're very, very fortunate.
Special place in our hearts.
Yep.
For Ron and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz?
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed this new segment as much as I did.
I did. It was great to see Ron and Fez.
Hey, what does he care? He's got a pocket full of cash.
Right. My lead story today would be how many points for a king?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
10.
10. Okay. Give me 10 seconds worth of news.
Okay. I'll tell you that the federal government has turned the D.C. sniper suspects over to the state of Virginia.
Hello.
And the thinking was that's the place they're most likely to meet the death penalty.
Right on.
Great.
Right.
Well, see, there you go.
There you
Sooner
go.
The better.
That's your news.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with floating particles. The Don and Mike Show.
I know that you got Jim Addison with your news time today. Tomorrow, those will be a part of the show. We have a big box of great stuff to give away from Fox TV. I mean, really great high-ticket items.
Cool.
And we'll either play Buzz Makes the Call.
Right.
Or Make Buzz Laugh.
Oh.
Now, we've done...
Oh, I like the lighter.
We've done Make Us Laugh. We've done right. Make Joe Laugh.
Right. You really have to make him laugh. You want to talk about... Well, that could be a whole show.
Right.
Now he's laughing. Right.
And, before we leave... We had Bill O'Reilly's thought of the day yesterday.
Oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
And here is Bill O'Reilly's thought of the day for today.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
There you go. There it is.
More tomorrow. Now here is a buzz. Lisa, it'll be Make Buzz Laugh tomorrow.
Okay, you got it.
Yes.
Very good.
Buzzy.
Singer Bobby Brown's been in two jails in Georgia just in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Arrested early this morning in Atlanta, charged with possession of marijuana, also charged with speeding and driving without a license. He posted the $1,500 bond and then was taken to nearby DeKalb County, where he was wanted for failing to appear in court for DUI and speeding charges.
Wow.
He left that jail after posting another $10,000 bond.
That is a shocker, Buzz. That's shocker.
Shocking.
Sports, the NFL's canceled a couple of fines against Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick, replacing them with warnings. One of the fines was for a dress code violation, the other for throwing a ball into the stands after a touchdown. And finally, a mix-up at a British fertility clinic has resulted in a white couple giving birth to twins who are black.
Uh-oh.
The white woman's egg was accidentally fertilized.
Shaking his head ruefully.
Accidentally
never do.
Fertilized in the lab by the sperm of a black man.
Hello.
Now a judge has to decide which babies belong to which couple.
Hello there.
The fertility clinic has expressed its regret about the mix-up.
No, hello, fantastic. There. It's what makes the world go round.
Hello there.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No. No, no, no.
We've got to go.
All right.
See you tomorrow. The big get-together, all the Friday stuff. Thank you, everybody, for a great show. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
It's not my baby.
I know.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.